want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Aight.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Joe. I think Mike said no, thank you.
No, thank you. This weekend, I'm gonna say yeah. Buzz will have mine.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How are you feeling today?
Feel great.
And Buzz?
Oh, I feel terrific.
Well, you felt terrific yesterday.
Yeah.
And he Mike always lies about it's the whole age thing.
But
No, it's not that bad, Rob.
Rob seems to think you passed away.
No, he always thinks that.
Okay. Weekend is here. And hello.
Well, hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Are you ready for 48 hours of non-stop alcohol-free, safe-sex partying?
I thought you were going to say you had 48 groaners.
Only three today.
Only three? Well, let's get cracking.
Hi, this is Scott Shannon, heading you straight into another safe and sober Z-105 party, but not so much weekend.
And Milburn Drysdale here, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly. No, I'm sorry, the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills. I almost said the Commerce Bank of Beverly Loan, and personal banker to Granny.
Kids, Scott Shannon here.
Yes, Scott.
Listen to Mill Drysdale.
Yes.
2 days ago, this man was inebriated.
Mm-hmm. I certainly was.
He is still feeling some effects today.
No, wrong.
Here at Z104.7, today's best music, we urge you, don't party.
Right. At all.
Ever.
Ever again.
I actually heard, I don't know which one of the dumb stations it was, but one of the dumb stations today when I was coming in. Oh, I know, it was 99.5. And the whole thing was, all right, hey, 99.5, have a great weekend. But don't forget, you know, we've had like 5 kids killed driving on the Beltway recently on Friday nights because they get drunk and they drive real fast. So don't forget, don't party. Now, here's the latest from, you know, Jessica Simpson.
Certainly going to meet with quite a response. Don't party.
Yeah.
Okay, groaners.
Groaners!
Hello.
Hello.
What new Christmas movie features a cast of crazy schizophrenic characters?
What?
The Bipolar Express.
Very good, Mr. Shannon. I like that. I'm going to stay completely in character.
Good. Also, we're playing a game. Huh? Who wrote these groaners?
Well, I like the first one.
What Renee Zellweger movie has her taking lots of Pepto-Bismol? Bridget Jones' Diarrhea.
Well.
Time now to vote. And this reminder, kids, hi, it's zookeeper Scott Shannon.
Hi, Scott.
Don't party this weekend. And now, back to the countdown.
Here they go.
I've instructed all of my DJs on 99.5 to mention once an hour, in an upbeat, topical way,
yes,
that sadly, teens are killed on the weekends.
So don't party.
Don't party, but do it in an up-tempo way.
Right.
And then segue into the next hot hit.
Play the hits.
Mm-hmm. Now it's time to vote.
Let's vote.
Buzz?
Yes?
Do you think that these came from the prep service or from Rob Spiewak?
No, they're too funny to be free. I think Rob wrote these.
Don't party from 93 DRQ. Milt?
Yes, there, Mr. Shannon.
Who wrote them?
Oh, it was Rob Spiewak.
I don't even know. I'm just the dummy that reads the script.
And my criteria is the same as the newsman.
Rob?
I'll reveal it after the next growth.
If you needed any more evidence that he's the author.
Here's your map.
He wants the third one.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
What candy is most popular with hot-looking moms?
MILF duds?
Yeah.
MILF duds.
Groaners written by the prep service.
Whoa! Oh! Wow.
And it is worth the money.
Second time in a row.
Oh, we're sorry.
You know, maybe it's just because since you brought it up, you thought Rob was involved in that, that we're actually starting to get more positive about them.
Yeah, no,
that's what it is.
Yeah. Those were not bad. Oh, you got to say it now.
They were good.
Say
now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get retarded.
Get retarded.
In here.
Right, that's what they're saying.
Everybody.
How about you?
Hello.
How about you, John Kerry?
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Dustin. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Show. This is a new episode. It's Friday. It's November 12th, 20-04. Yeah. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK. You can always call the Sneaky Way, 202-432-1067.
What an amazing drive-in I had.
Well,
it's raining.
What is it? It's raining.
Why? But somebody, there's an alarm go off,
yeah.
and somebody says, listen, it's raining. Get in your car.
Right.
If you're never in your car
you
at this time of
you
day,
didn't get the message.
Get in your car
you
now.
You didn't get the emergency message on all the TV and radio stations.
No.
Get in your car and drive. And whatever you do, drive slower than you ever have driven in your entire life.
But if you're trying to pass someone, make sure if you're in that left lane going really slow, you try to speed up. Just to prevent somebody from getting in front of you.
Yeah.
You idiots.
Poo-poo it if you will. But realize we are only 17 degrees away from a blizzard.
You're right.
That's right.
And there's maybe where the panic lies.
Did you hear one of the weather guys say that today? I thought so. Because that's their spin, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's raining like cats and dogs, but if we were just 500 miles away on the Catskills, well, now, they're looking at 3 to 6 inches of the white stuff.
And this makes me realize what our climate is here in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
What?
We are 40 degrees in gray for, 7 months?
Oh, yeah, 7 months out of the year.
7 months out of the year. We are now, I believe, in the beginnings. We'll have a day or two. Perhaps in the 60s again, but by and large, it will be in the 40s and 50s for 7 months.
Mm-hmm. No, it won't. It will get deathly cold.
Well, no, what I'm
and
saying
is... you'll complain about that for a while.
I'm just saying it
that's
won't
part
get
of it.
Above the 40s or 50s, this,
right.
And it will be gray.
Yes, it will. I'll bet you now, and I don't know what crazy bet we could have, I'll just make you a bet that before the end of this month, November, the temperature gets up over 70 again.
Wow, that's pretty bold.
Well, Buzz, I'm a bold man.
Yes, you are.
I'm a bold man. I'm one of the bold ones.
Over 70.
Yeah. Now, this is not like a life-changing, life-altering bet that I'm offering you. This is simply...
No, this is outside. Of course, baseball bets have been completely blown out of the water.
That's correct.
Can't do that anymore. But, you know, how does it feel? You did win your last baseball bet.
Yeah, I won all the baseball.
Even with the Red Sox winning the World Series, you still did it.
Because the Red Sox are my lucky team, believe it or not.
Much like the body of Howard Keel.
What?
Who is Howard Keel?
He just died this week.
Is it Howard Keel?
Yes. Yeah.
Howard Keel, the singer.
Right, just like
that. That was on Dallas.
Right. It's 40 degrees and gray.
Okay, Rob.
Someone else all died this week. It's all I had.
He died this week.
Listen, before we talk about a dumb bet with the weather, let me tell you.
The body of Yasser Arafat.
Let me tell you right now. Now, that would have been better, Rob. What are you screaming about?
I'm not sure he's dead.
Yasser Arafat?
I'm waiting for something fine.
Didn't you see those crazy Palestinians on TV today?
I did.
Ripping apart his casket.
I love it. Like, they're shooting guns in the air. And Brian Williams, or whoever it is on NBC, is announcing. And now they're not rioting. However, I just saw a man get his arm torn off by one of these barbed wire walls that they have around the compound.
Thank God they're not rioting.
And one of the reporters actually said, I don't think that the people who are having this, as they called it, celebration,
right,
with the body of Yasser Arafat, putting him in the ground, shooting up all these bullets in the air, they said, we're now getting reports of many people being shot because, of course, the bullets come...
They come back down.
They come back down.
And it's not a lightly populated area.
No, there was like, I don't know, what it looked like 100,000 people crammed like into a shopping mall.
Sure. It's a lot of people grabbing their shoulders. Of course, if they grab their head, they're gone.
Anyway, it's nuts. I'm watching this thing this morning, and there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to this. They take the guy's body off the helicopter, and it's like, come on down for the Price is Right.
Yeah, they go crazy.
Well, everybody in the freaking country is there. Everybody's got a gun. Everybody's shooting the gun. Everybody's punching everybody else, and all the commentators are saying, well, this is pretty much normal.
A day of mourning for Yasser Arafat.
They're now exactly 10 yards away from the hole.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've already described it. They've built a hole and filled it with marble.
It's kind of the way they do it in other cultures. It's very strange.
Anyway, that's nuts. And then
I wouldn't call it solemn and dignified.
In the next hour, we'll have the Scott Peterson show, right, Buzz?
We should have a verdict about an hour from now, as a matter of fact.
Mark my words, that boy is not guilty. And I'm not saying that he's not guilty, but I'm saying he's walking away.
Guilty.
I guarantee it.
You guarantee it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Guarantee it based on only one fact.
What?
That they switched another jury yesterday. And that, so technically the deliberation with the new jury lasted very, very, very little time.
Unless they come back and they just say, this is nuts. We can't deal with this. You know what?
Verdict, which it is technically, because they asked him to deliberate again. Usually means a guilty.
No, well, you know, I know he's a bad guy. This guy Scott Peterson, but
see that we disagree again. I think he's a good guy. He's going to be convicted unfairly.
History will judge him.
I thought Dean Cain was so great playing him on TV. I can't help but thinking it's Dean Cain I'm looking at on the stand.
So you say he walks?
Yeah, I think he walks. And plus, let's just not count out the fact. It's California.
Yeah.
Okay? It's California.
It's Northern California.
Sure. Cheers. How you doing, Sacramento? So we'll find out that verdict.
No, he'll be guilty. He'll be found guilty.
On today's show as well. I don't think so. But then again, I think it'll get to be 70 before the end of the month.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'd say there are more chances of that happening than the guy being not guilty.
All right, well, we'll find that out in an hour.
I hope I'm wrong.
Bet, counter bet.
I don't care.
Why do you hope you're wrong?
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm thinking about the 70 degrees and whether to pursue that with you and whether we're past the point of no return as far as 70. We get 70 degrees in February, so I think I'm not going to go with that bet.
Yeah, right.
I think there's a chance it'll pop 70 degrees.
Sure it will. Yeah. Pop that thing. Mike, we're about to pop something right here.
We are?
Now, I think it's finally ready to go up. I'm going to make no guarantees if you go there right now to our website that it's there. But I'm telling you that in a matter of moments, donandmikewebsite.com will be up. And I'll take you now very briefly on a quick tour. Because Mike's seen everything. Rob's seen everything. Buzz has seen everything.
Yep.
Don and Mike, is not still there? Is it just the logo?
Just the logo.
Just the logo?
That's all I'm getting right now.
All right, give me a couple minutes on this, kids. Okay, here's what you will see.
Coming soon.
The official Don and Mike website, www.donmikewebsite.com. Beautiful picture of us. Beautiful picture.
Handsome men.
Yes, we are. We've got little pew, pew things behind us. And then finally, the official Don and Mike website. Audio highlights, affiliates, daily logs, pick the pros, fantasy football, pictures, store, audio highlights, daily show logs. Okay, we finally got a website.
It's a beautiful website. We think you'll like it.
We finally got a website, and here's why it's good for you. Show recaps. Now, this only goes back, I think, to September, mm-hmm. but on every single show, on every single day, you can click on it. There's, I mean, it reads to me like War and Peace.
Yeah, it's delightful reading.
But perhaps you'll enjoy it.
Print it out and you know, take it to work with you.
Yeah, they're actually talking about what happens on the show. And then every day, and again, when you get into this thing, you'll find the audio file. You just click. There are, I don't know, the 10 or 15 different shows that are mm-hmm. logged back there. There's a segment from every single show. Oh, hold on. Hey, Rob, will you pick this up?
Sure.
I bet that's about the web. But you just pick that up. Give me whatever the information is. Let me see. There's
tell Buzz to refresh.
Buzz, okay. Refresh.
All right.
I'm sure that was it was the web people calling. Did you refresh?
I'm working on that now.
Oh, we have slow computers.
It was just a hygiene tip, really.
Besides the daily show log recaps, you can... Oh, still not happening. You can also download a different 20 to 30 minute highlight of every single show.
That is huge.
Okay, so we've got that. Then you've got... we get questions all the time about fantasy football. We've got, for instance, all of our teams in there, who's playing who this week, the lineups, the records, all the bets are chronicled in there.
The webmistress says it's up. I think it's probably the WJFK computer that's at fault.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can still get into the back door, but...
Hey.
Well, Buzz, hey, let's not talk about your back door thing you've got going, your fantasy. So it's good.
You dirty birdie.
I mean, it's a good website. Yeah. It's not loaded with crazy sound effects and, you know, pictures of me and Mike busting bottles over each other's heads.
No, it's a very, very dignified website. It's not like a Yasser Arafat funeral.
I think you'll like it. So there it is. It's finally there. And if I haven't mentioned, also, there's a
store, and we're
big whores, and we have lots and lots of great stuff in the store.
And right.
Christmas is just, 6 weeks away. So, you know, I'm not going to say much more except, you know, go there now.
Yeah. And there's neat stuff. My favorite is the wool and leather jacket. Looks real neat. I like it. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the first thing that you mentioned, the most expensive thing.
Because I like it.
The holidays are coming.
If I was going to buy something, I'd get it. I don't like those T-shirts.
Anyway.
Okay. Oh, really? I'm a jacket guy. I love jackets. I bought jackets at the Super Bowl.
I know, but you like T-shirts, don't you?
Right, and there's a lovely picture of Nancy O'Dell on there.
Yeah.
A lovely picture of the pretty Rich Eisen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hold on. Mike, let me just go here.
Good luck.
The official store of the Don and Mike Show, Shop.
Okay. Let's see. What do we have here?
You've got it?
Yes, I've got it.
I keep clicking refresh, and I still get nothing.
Okay, well, your computer is screwed up, old man.
Well, that's wacky.
Well, we'll find out soon enough if it's your computer or if it's not.
Well, now mine is also very slow. See, the problem may be here on the radio station that I'm getting, like, it's moving like
this. This is the first day. And
moving like this.
And it could be multifold. It could be lots of people are running to get there.
It could be.
Anyway, you know, if it crashes on the first day, great.
That is good.
That's great if it crashes.
That's good luck in Haiti.
Yeah. Yeah, works always seems to work in those countries.
That's a good sign.
So anyway, it's up, and you know, if you get through during today's show, give us a call and let us know. It should be up. You should like it. We're into it, and thank you for going there.
Very good.
Now on to today's show. Oh God, I'm going to have to go back to the email. Hold on a second, because I want to show you some pictures that my brother sent of the train wreck that he was in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, not just that. Now, the last time we saw pictures, it was just his car.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. We have, let me see. Is this about the website? Hello, Kenny?
Donna Mike.
Yeah, Kenny.
Hey, bodies.
Hey, hi.
Love you guys here in Wichita. You make my day great. I drive all day.
Thank you.
Quick question. I know from back in the old days, you were mentioning you're going to have little things on the website, sound bites and whatnot. I love the old Pennio Bibinet stuff. Is there going to be possibly some of that?
No. First off, you're violated for saying whatnot. And the answer is no. It would be a daily highlight. I think if you go there... Oh, I've already clicked it off. Anyway, you go there and you can get, like, every day for the last month and a half. Listen, Infinity, here's the policy at Infinity. As far as back shows go, past shows go.
Right.
All those tapes were destroyed in the gigantic fire.
Yeah.
We don't
it
have
took a lot of letter writing.
We don't have any tapes of any shows before
no.
maybe last week.
Sadly, oh, no. Adam, we know my records were lost when the fire came through town.
Hello there, Josh, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, are you guys going to offer the director's cut of Sex, Pies, and Videotape on the website?
No, negative. Negative. Live in the now.
Are you on the right website, sir?
No, I'm actually drive and delivery.
All right.
Okay. I want to know.
John Norman has just given me the thumbs up that it's up and running.
Got it up in my room.
Very good.
And like it?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. Haven't had a chance to look at it. I just want to tell you it's up.
Go buy some.
Okay.
I'm offering a generous 3% discount to all of our friends.
Much like my raise.
That's 1.5 from Mike and 1.5 from me.
Very good.
A 3% discount to those who we like.
Enjoy.
All right, so good. It's up, and the problem is just our computers here.
Very cool.
So enjoy that. Now, on to the show. Here we go. Okay, pictures of my brother's train wreck. Got that. Big stalker issue for Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, no. Jonathan?
No, not Jonathan. She is taking this all very well. I think she should be concerned and that her security level should go immediately to orange.
Really?
Well, only because there's some guy out there, it's a Yahoo address, okay, is sending her flowers.
Oh.
And the address is something like iloveba@yahoo.com.
And he's legitimately sending her flowers?
Yes. Hold on a second. And here's where I think she's made the tactical mistake. She wrote back. She wrote back to whoever this, you know, Travis Bickle is. And I don't I'm just theorizing that it's Travis Bickle.
So, B.A., we haven't had a positive ID on this individual.
No. And I worried about emailing the person back to thank them, but I thought, you know, that looks like a $50, you know, arrangement. I at least need to acknowledge that it was received. So,
no, you don't.
I felt I did. No, that's a mistake.
No. You get an anonymous gift. You're on a radio show with millions of people listening.
You don't acknowledge it. It could lead to a terrible thing.
Some creepy guy who's got his his bathtub full of plush animals.
You're not allergic to the flowers, are you?
No, they're beautiful.
You like them?
I like them very much.
CSI McBride.
Well, I did email the person back.
Yeah.
And just because I thought that's what I should do, so I emailed them back and about. Later in the day, because it was in the morning, I did receive a reply back.
Huh.
And he claims to be a man.
He claims to be a man
who is in his mid-30s and is divorced and works locally around here.
Of course.
IT guy.
Why isn't he telling you who he is?
I don't know.
I mean, that's very creepy.
Let's question that.
Yeah.
Let's stop and question that.
You would think, hey, my name is so-and-so, I work at so-and-so, and that would be more normal, don't you think?
Also, kind of creepy, even if you get to know the guy and you get to know his name, you know, whatever his name is, Johnny or whatever, you might want to send him an IM, you know, hey, Johnny, you know, I'm glad you have a nice background and everything, but it's creepy to send me anonymous flowers.
Well, and it's also his email address is creepy, too.
Right, that's Fan@yahoo.com.
That's what it was.
Write him.
But yet, though creepy, kind of charming. Okay, so it's the dichotomy of that. So when he emailed me back, I replied to him, "You're kind of freaking me out. You sound like a nice guy, but you're scaring me." Boop. So then he emailed back and said, "I didn't mean to do it."
It puts the lotion on its body, or else it gets the hose again.
I have news for you. Every time that you make contact. Every time you make contact,
he's hitting refresh.
Another rocket leaves Cape Canaveral. Every single time we make another exploration into outer space.
And I don't think he is probably an avid listener of the program, because we've already established the way to your heart is money orders.
That's so. But the flowers were nice.
All right,
it would have taken at least 10 money orders.
We've established your work ethic, and we know you come in here early. How many hours out of that workday, that grueling 13, 14-hour workday, do you spend in front of the computer?
Three.
Really?
Yeah, total. You know, going up and down, and I do other things, yeah.
Oh, hold on. We have a theory on this from a guy named Dave. Dave?
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi, Dave. You're on the air with all of us.
Beth Ann, I don't think you have much to worry about, because it's got to be one of three people, and they're in that studio right now.
Ah, we have a sleuth.
We know it's not not Mike because he's always drunk and he sleeps too late to work the computer. Then he's Don because Don's up early every day.
Yeah.
Like, you're only using him. He's only emailing you in the morning. So Don could be doing it from the house.
Any other theories?
It could be Buzz because he's just an outright pervert.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your thank you for that.
What about Rob? Did he include Rob?
I hope he said there was only three.
Oh.
Thank you for that expert testimony, incidentally. Beth Ann, I guarantee it's nobody in this room.
No.
Is it?
No. I mean, he basically told me where he worked.
Wait, he was lying to you, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It had like a signature on it that seemed pretty official.
What? What are you making faces for?
That was me.
You know, that would be, that's like Dick Van Dyke sad, if that was true.
Yeah.
When, like, Rob and Buddy would have to send flowers to Sally, and then she would...
I just thought she might be a little lonely, and she needed some cheering up.
She thought she had a mystery date, and then she found out it was really Rob and Buddy, and she was mad, and they caught her crying. And
oh, that's sad.
One of those sensitive ones. And then Rose Marie just pounded Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
The whole end of the episode.
And was smoking weed.
Yeah. She's drunk in her bathtub.
Great, the episode where they all smoked weed.
Just that episode. Legs akimbo. One of the great Dick Van Dyke shows.
You remember the Dick Van Dyke ecstasy show?
Oh, do I? Mike, ahead of its time.
Remember that when the Rose Marie, like, ground her teeth down to nubs?
Yeah.
And, like, was bleeding from the gums? It was amazing.
How they got Richie. Yeah.
That was back in the 1960s, so they were, like, 40 years ahead of the trend with that.
Just incredible. And Dick, of course, didn't have any because he was always drinking.
Now that we do know. Beth Ann, we're concerned about you with this guy. Just be careful with all these people that you find whatever need it is inside of you to be nice and compassionate.
Let's be careful out there.
To people. Yes, absolutely. Please.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Now that I have that West Coast feed again, I'm enjoying that guy. Let's be careful out there.
Hello, Ronnie. Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I've been patiently waiting like cancer for your website, and finally it comes up, and you have a store, and you have no floor mats or no coffee filters.
I know we're not as good as Bill O'Reilly.
No floor mats. Think about it. You guys have missed the boat again.
Maybe later today you can win a pair of Hager's slides.
Oh, you know, Rob tells me this the other day. We didn't mention this on the air. Bill O'Reilly. Somebody calls Rob up and says, turn on O'Reilly. He's giving away pants.
Wow.
Now, you know, not that anybody...
Giving away pants on his radio show?
Not that anybody wouldn't want a nice pair of slacks.
Here's the deal. I'm going to give you a pair of pants. You're going to call in and you get your pair of pants. These are great Hager pants.
Best pants of all time.
These pants are better than any pants that have ever made in the history of time.
Best pants of all time.
What say you, pant wearer?
And do they check for the sizes on that? What's the deal with
that? Here's the deal. The pants don't have any sizes. What? One size fits all. Whatever you do, when you put on these pants, they'll be the best pants of all time. Or I'm not Bill O'Reilly. What say you, Hagerman?
Hold on. Where is... Oh, AOL. God. You know, there are too many AOLs. Can I tell you that?
It can't be enough.
Well, Buzz, you know, you would think, with all of them, you'd think they'd move a little faster, but there's AOL, then there's AOL 8.0, AOL 9.0, opening, loading AOL. And how come every time with AOL, one of our wonderful corporate sponsors, why are they always updating every time I turn it on? It's like they're just putting more junk in my computer.
Constantly improving the service.
Yeah, okay. I want to get these pictures to show you. Hold on a second.
So it can be super fast.
Here we go.
And boom!
Woohoo!
Do, 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 do.
Oh!
And I do
I'm not
this.
Kidding you this time.
Yeah. These are going to be great pictures.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you this time.
All right.
Scary.
I know that this is radio, not TV, so I'm going to count on your guys' ability to show everybody exactly the wreck that my brother was in. Okay, here we go. Read mail. Lightning fast, this is.
Mm-hmm.
Old mail?
Yes, Yoda.
And
lightning fast, this is.
Hold on. Here it is. Okay.
A bad driver, is he?
Train photos. He says, there's even a picture of the conductor dude. Enjoy.
Wow.
Jimmy. And
who took the pictures?
I believe Marnie did, his wife.
Well, they have common interest.
So, as you can see,
wow.
There's the...
I'm amazed there's not more damage.
There's the van actually running into the train. There's the conductor of the train. And as you can see, it's a big-ass freight train.
it's a huge freight train, and you know, it's amazing that that everybody wasn't mangled.
Right. You can see.
Jesus, Jimmy just drove away. Right into the freight train.
That's why you have to see the picture, because you see the arm, the danger, Will Robinson arm.
It does look a little icy, doesn't it?
A little bit. Well, it's Wisconsin. There's the arm coming down. So she almost got trapped underneath the arm coming down.
Not a lot of space between that arm and the train tracks either.
Uh-huh. And then we go to the next picture, and that's after the cars are separated. And there's another shot. Now,
that's pretty great.
The thing is that these pictures are finally illustrate the fact that this is a real railroad crossing that my brother ran into.
Sure,
this woman
right,
at.
Exactly.
And this is not like a Petticoat Junction hand car that's going back and forth. This looks like a big Georgia Southern train.
This is the real deal. It is a freight train. He pushed a minivan into a freight train. That's what these pictures show us.
How great is that?
How scary that must have been. But the end result did not look like... how did that lady not get more mangled?
I don't know.
It wasn't a lady. Here I am assuming it was a lady. Wasn't it a car full of workers?
Mike, I believe my brother said they speak Spanish. Isn't that how he described the...
Spanish descent.
Of Spanish descent.
People
wow.
Spain.
So anyway, that's what's happening there. And no, we won't be putting those pictures up on the website.
We'll put more interesting pictures up there.
That's the kind of crap we don't want there. Hello, Dave. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to become a Don and Mike premium member.
Okay, now everybody
what
I know.
You, caller.
Everybody thinks that the Bill O'Reilly way to do stuff is the right way, and I don't disagree because your website, Bill, is the best website ever.
It's a great website, and the one thing about our website.
The best website ever, Bill O'Reilly.
I will tell you right now, it's the best website ever, but I'm going to support Don and Mike's website.
Good.
And,
thank you, Bill.
You know, the way we did it when we started ours was, I'm not trying to sell or, you know, give a gratuitous plug here, but I will tell you, the way it works with these websites is, will you, and you have to make that decision yourself, will you be the first one to own some of this incredible merchandise? Will you be the first one on your block to put the order in, get it in time for the holidays, now, give it to somebody that you love, and be the best listener of all time?
We're not going to hawk our stuff like that. If you want to buy some stuff, that's cool. But
I believe I just was.
How have you been? Doormat.
But, yeah, the doormat and also this stuff. I think Rush Limbaugh has that as well on his website. You pay an additional fee and then you become a premium member.
Yes, a premium member that entitles you to the comb, the shower curtain, and, you know, the mints.
Hello, Sam. Sam, Don and Mike show. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good afternoon.
When I grew up in Levittown, there was no internet. I shopped by catalog.
Hey, did you check with that guy in the building there and see if maybe he's downloading some porn or something and slowing down your website?
Oh, you mean, oh, no.
Hey, you know, is Travis on the button today? I'd be curious about that.
Yeah, I'll call upstairs and find out. And, you know, it's not the website.
He's probably gone right back to it.
Being slowed down. It's our computers here at the radio station that are not able to, to pick it up.
I seriously think, I wonder if Travis is right. Surfing today.
What's his number? What
you know, because Travis has an addiction.
I finally did get the website, by the way, by closing the browser entirely and opening it again, and mm-hmm. that time it would come up. Refresh didn't work.
What's his number?
You know what? It was written on there, but it's...
Forget it. I'll just call the front desk. Or I'll just get the fast, busy signal. Which is like the phone company's way of telling you, just pound sand.
That's right.
Just stop. When you get to that, they're saying, shut up and hang the phone up.
Hello?
Hello, hey, call up, baby.
Yes.
All right, can we talk to Travis upstairs in the dumping room?
Sure. Do you want me to transfer you?
Yes, please. Yeah, please. Thank you.
Company's way of telling you, just pound sand.
You know what that is, Mike?
Oh.
That's on the radio.
Pretty exciting.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, Travis. What are you doing today?
Actually, I was trying to get onto your website.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And how many other programs did you have running at the same time?
None whatsoever.
None?
I've been trying to get on it since the show started, and I finally did, but I'm working on getting the pictures to load up so I can look at all of them.
You've got more windows open than Hyannisport. Come on.
Come on now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Is the door locked up there?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Locked from inside.
No, sorry.
Bye, Travis.
Bye-bye.
Bye something.
Bye-bye.
Get on the toolbar and check his history.
Hello, Bob. Don and Mike show.
Not
hello.
Giving you this time.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, there's something wrong with the website.
Why? What's that?
There's no link to a video of the Sacramento dance.
Correct. You've noticed that.
Right.
We're not going to put everything on there.
Thank you,
my friend. Hello, Dan. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
We need a bigger picture of Nancy O'Dell.
Well, you need to go to the links page and click on the link to her
site. I was waiting for it to load, so okay, I'll go there. But, you know, get rid of this Rich Eisen guy. Let's get the chick on there.
Now, Photoshop Nancy's picture and make it as large, or any part of it, as large as you'd like.
I knew that Buzz would have the answer for me. Thanks, guys.
All right, hold on a second. You seem like maybe more normal than the average person that calls. Do you like the looks of our website?
Oh, so yeah, just finally loaded up, so it looks pretty cool. I haven't looked around it because I kind of got stuck in that one picture, but
you're still on the Nancy.
Well, right? I'm looking. I'm looking.
All right,
got traffic,
but it's going slow.
Getting slammed. That's why.
Bye bye. Get out of here for goodness sakes, Chris. Not a Mike show, Chris.
Hey, I wanted to know if we were going to have a list of the specials at O'Mara's on the website.
See, that's my website, and we're linked to it, and. What I'm going to do is, you know, that's just on my list. My website is very, very basic right now. But, you know,
there's a link there to Mike's restaurant, though.
How do you get into mine? You showed me earlier as far as...
You go to Friends.
There's a page of Friends.
Do you have to be a premium member?
No.
Would you stop? This premium member?
No, it's just fine.
it's the best website...
Of all time.
Of all time. The best website of all time.
Yes, it is. Levittown.
Catalog.
Shopping.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, there you go. Enjoy it. Enjoy your paper holder.
Doormat. Good doormat.
All right, somebody, if you want to call it a paper clip, it's a paper holder.
You want to call now because Grandparents Day and Best Friend Day and Vermont Teddy Bear and my no spin floor mats,
mm-hmm.
The best floor mats. Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. here's Dennis in Green Bay.
Ah.
Let's see if they're... This is almost like testing out a long-distance phone.
Yes.
Let's see if they're getting the internet in Green Bay.
Can you see us now?
Why should today be any different?
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah, we got the internet here in Green Bay, hey.
Yeah, okay, and?
I haven't been able to get onto the site yet because it's getting slammed, but I just wanted to thank you guys for giving all of us more than a picture and a paragraph.
It's a Neil Clark Warren joke.
Okay, thank you.
That's very good.
That's worth it. And there will be none of that on our website, incidentally.
No way.
None of that on our website.
No matchmaking?
No. Well, not the kind that he does, Mike.
But some of the best free porn I've seen.
So,
congratulations on that.
Oh, if it wasn't crashed before.
Yeah, that's CBS has had a hand in that. There will be no thong of the day there.
I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah, of course you are, Buzz.
Jokester.
Of course you're kidding. We're going to break. And when we come back, we'll talk about something else.
Very good.
How was that?
Best tease I've ever heard.
I'm doing good at radio.
The Don and Mike Show.
Attention! Attention! News is dead!
I repeat, news is dead, f***head! So does Powell! And those four guys from the East German All-Stars, your boys out of the bank, they're gonna be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show.
How have you been?
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Rich Eisen will be on the show later today. He's sponsored by TowerRecords, Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies. Music and movies you love. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Go try not to be a whore on that.
Well, it's brand new and it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Mike, well, first, ladies and gentlemen, Rod Argent, hold your goddamn head up.
That's tight, baby.
Let me ask you, I'm going to hold up a picture for Mike. What do you think of that?
Is that real?
Yes, it is.
Not real.
Take another look. It's an ebony beauty.
Sure is.
And
you know, I thought it was Beyonce when I first looked at it.
Well, she's a very special lady, as Ray Goodman and Brown used to sing.
She must be a special lady.
The picture that we found of Bill Maher's girlfriend here's a shot. She's in porno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like a publicity picture for being in porno.
She's lovely.
Nice one. Yeah.
She is.
Very old.
Bill Maher is the latest celebrity. What I'm going to do now is get to all of these things that I've waited all week to talk to you about.
All right.
And this is the point where we're just going to get, I'm just going to tell you.
Good.
We may not get through all of this stuff, but every week at the end of the week, I got a gigantic pile of crap.
Go through your files.
Great. Bill Maher, Jacko, Liza, Clay Aiken, Kurt and Goldie, Clinton Deer, Monkey's Gone Crazy, Retard Gropes Nurse, Martha Stewart, Colin Farrell, Burt Reynolds, Paris Hilton, Star, oh my God, Star Jones, yes, Barry Manilow.
Oh, don't get me started on Star Jones.
Jim Belushi, so many things I'm not going to get to.
Well, I sure hope you get to Star Jones because you got a few things I'd like to say about that.
If we don't today, we will certainly have ample time on Monday when we'll be joined by some guy who's doing something at her wedding tomorrow.
Hmm. And she's not paying for anything.
No, of course she's not.
It's for hers.
Let me tell you about Bill Maher first.
All right.
Okay. Bill Maher, we want to tell you about this. He's being sued by his girlfriend. Her porno name is Nancy Johnson.
All right.
Hello. This am Nancy Johnson.
Yeah.
And this am also my way of telling you. She am a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Then she changed the name to Coco Johnson.
All right. I like that.
It was Nancy Johnson.
Why is she suing him?
Well, Mike, because here's the deal. She's a former flight attendant. She's a nude model. She's a porno star. She was going out with Bill O'Reilly and
Bill Maher.
I'm sorry.
Well, Now, come on. I've had my share, Don, of problems. And you're not going to drag me into something that I'm not in.
No,
I haven't been involved with for quite some time.
And your thing is nothing like his thing.
No.
Because Bill Maher's thing is... That's right.
I'm smacking around?
Hey, nice that you respond to that now with Rob's jingle.
What?
That Rob's jingle now equals spousal abuse.
I'm loving it. Wow.
Just a joke, you understand.
So, hit, hit, hit.
Yes. Bill Maher, physically and verbally abusive. She ended their relationship in May.
Good for her.
The verbal abuse allegedly included insulting, humiliating, and degrading racial comments.
Oh, boy. Bill.
Also, he pulled her arm and shook her and caused injuries to her back and neck. And I'm going to ask for a very quick, if everybody would just be cool with the H-A-M-M. Oh, you've already got it in there.
Yeah, I read ahead.
You can't wait, can you? You just can't wait.
What, okay. What did he do? Use
okay.
The tool?
He threatened on more than one occasion as he ran around the house to beat her in the head with a hammer. And I just wanted an exemption so we wouldn't have to do the hammer sound effect.
No,
Rob,
you know, nobody gets an exemption.
Rob ran ahead and saw
nobody
a hammer.
Nobody gets an exemption until we do a full vote.
Click.
There
it goes.
There will be no vote.
So anyway, he's running around after her. Did Liza Minnelli make her bodyguard have sex with her?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Liza is crazy always.
There's a guy who's filed a lawsuit the other day, Muhammad Sumaya. He says that Liza beat him with drunken fists of fury.
Service me!
His word, not mine. Not only did Liza beat him up, over the years he worked for her, she forced him into a non-consensual sexual relationship. Basically, and what his lawsuit says, and I'm reading right again, thank you, smokinggun.com. Uh-huh. Send me this stuff. He had to pleasure her or he would be fired.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's disturbing. Well, you know, Liza has a lot of legal troubles, and you've heard a lot about her, so, you know, that doesn't bode well for her.
He also wants everyone to know that one time she called him to the apartment in Manhattan, and she said, I'm ready to be pleasured. And he said, I've got a headache, or I've got to go get a sandwich, or whatever.
Wow.
And then she smacked him once in the face,
sure.
Once in the groin area, and then while laying on the ground, she spit on him.
So what? What's wrong with the guy?
So anyway, that's like $100 million. I just wanted to mention that. All week it's been sitting there, never had a chance to mention.
I saw a picture of this guy on one of the shows. Maybe it was Access Hollywood, and it really looks as though, boy, if Liza really summoned him to do that. But I bet he did it once. And if he did it once, yeah, then he gets hit in the groin if he doesn't do it again.
The most horrifying thing in the story is he claims to have physical evidence.
That's disgusting.
Oh.
I think
that
the most,
is
so
nasty.
That's the smell.
I think the most horrifying part is how he would have to make sure that he didn't get beat up each day. I mean,
because he would pleasure
Liza. Liza.
If he'd just done what he was told, he'd be fine.
Now, here's great news for you, clay maniacs, who doesn't love Clay Aiken.
Well, bless your heart.
Success has come very painfully for Clay Aiken.
Well, I didn't understand. Share this with me, please.
Okay. Now, he said, I'm quoting him, my security person wasn't getting here till later in the evening. He's in North Carolina doing a show.
Okay.
And he's at his hotel room. My security guard didn't get here till late in the evening, so I sat in the hotel room all night Friday, and my friends all went out and did their thing. This is last Friday.
Poor Clay.
He wouldn't go out without a security guard?
Right. And here's the reason why. This was in whatever the newspaper is in Raleigh. Quote, he's thinking now about quitting showbiz because, you know, and again, I'm going to quote him directly now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If I just quit all this stuff, then people wouldn't care anymore and I wouldn't have to sit home by myself.
If I just want to quit.
Listen,
it's no fun to go out around, you know.
Listen, you straw-haired little she-male.
I just used to be a very private person, and now if I just want to go out and see somebody, go out and get a burger, go out, you know, see my friends, have a glass of wine with somebody, it's just so difficult right now because I have to sit there all night long. And if my security person doesn't wait, if he doesn't show up on time, I said, my God, what's the deal? What's a girl to do? Please. You're late for the third time this week, and all I wanted to do was go over to the Sonic and get a burger.
Anyway, he's threatening to quit show business. Sorry,
oh,
buddy. Be scared, kids.
You won't have Clay Aiken to pick on anymore.
Stalker ratsy. Now, you've got a guy, this is in Charleston, West Virginia, a guy named Billy McCullough. He's 38. Here's the deal. The guy checks himself in to a loony bin. Right? Because...
You're preaching to the choir here.
Because he's nuts. Or so they think.
Yeah.
Here was his scam. He posed as a mentally retarded person.
Boy, da, boy. Like that.
Then what he would do was wait until it was time to be bathed.
Right.
And the nurses would come in, and when they would bathe him and change his clothes... He groped them. The nurses, for years, let this go because the guy is retarded. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know any better.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, they thought.
They're in there giving him a sponge bath, you know, shaving, washing. But he's going, you know, come to boobies. Anyway, one of the nurses one day walks past, and here's the guy on the telephone saying, things are going fantastically in here.
Hey, wow. if that's what you have to do to get your jollies.
You can't make this stuff up. This is true. The guy for 2 years pretended
two
to be
years.
The guy pretended to be mentally retarded so he could he had a good thing going.
Because you know absolutely you get to cop a feel, but you have to put yourself in an institution for 2 years for it.
He was also running from the law. So at this point, at this point,
and all this time he could have been working for Liza Minnelli.
Anyway,
hey, the boy.
How great is that? A couple of years by now they know him, you know. Hey Johnny, how you doing this morning?
Okay. Well, he'd be also sitting there at lunch probably and like pouring spaghetti sauce over his head. Anything to get him into that tub time.
That'd be fun.
Anything for bath time.
He soiled his diapers as well, I understand.
Yeah.
Attention from the nurse.
I didn't mention that as well, Buzz, but thanks for pointing that out.
Certainly.
Yeah.
There you go. Now it's starting to really make sense.
Yeah. And then they go, Johnny, you look what you did, Johnny. I'm going to have to clean up. Now, Johnny, I told you. That Johnny, you can't touch there, Johnny.
Oh, that's...
So, me love you.
Yeah, 2 years worth of that.
That's right.
I mean, 2 years worth of
and
he gets caught.
Hold on, here's another funny part in this. All of the doctors are now doing supreme tap dancing because
sure.
They're going to the doctors who admitted him.
They're probably going to accuse him of being brilliant because he faked him out so well.
One of the doctors is on record as saying, and he talked to the guy 3 months ago for his semi-annual checkup.
Right.
without question, he has the mind of a 2 or possibly 3-year-old.
Wow.
Idiots.
Wow.
And that's not a feel-good. That's just something that I've been sitting on all week. We can talk like this again, because there was something about, not Clay Aiken, but Barry Manilow.
All right.
Barry Manilow. Now, what he did was offer on eBay for charity that he would sing Copacabana. He would record Copacabana and put your name in. You know when they sing, her name is Lola.
Right.
She was a showgirl.
So her name is Michael.
Like well, that. He agreed to rewrite the song. What is this? An auction for ovarian cancer. Anyway, you want to guess how much somebody paid to have Barry Manilow record?
You just got a blank track and you put like one word in. How much would they pay?
Guess.
$20,000?
Oh, higher, my friend.
What?
Higher.
People are stupid.
Go higher, Mike.
$100,000?
Go higher, Mike.
$200,000.
Okay, now you've gone over the price.
$150,000.
There you go.
Wow. Oh my God.
$150,000.
You know how easy that is for he just walks in and goes,
and,
you know,
Here's the thing. I don't know how many real people were involved in this. I mean, like real, you know, housefrau, you know, fag hag, Barry Manilow fans were allowed to participate in this. However, the winner was Sting's wife.
Huh.
Trudy? Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I guess when this thing happened, the people were making their bids, and it was like up to $2,000 for regular people.
Wasn't right? Trudy a showgirl, though?
I think she was a showgirl.
Well, the money went for a good cause, and that's the important thing.
Wow. I don't know if it was paid a lump sum.
I just wondered.
I don't know, Buzz. Anyway, that's sick. Then Jim Belushi. Have we talked about this before, him suing Julie Newmar?
Rob, I don't like it when you applaud Jim Belushi just because he says Jim Belushi.
Well, it's now going... Well, Mike, America is in love with According to Jim.
Well, who isn't? Is he big in Europe, too?
Here's the deal. We have talked about this, but now he's actually filed court papers in a lawsuit filed 2 days ago. Jim Belushi. Oh, guess how old Jim Belushi is?
55?
No, 50. Yeah, 50. Okay. And that surprised me. He is 50.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I thought he
was younger.
Yes, I did. I would think now if he was alive, John Belushi would be 50.
Yeah, I know. I think John would be in his mid-50s.
Either way, he's fired off a lawsuit against Julie Newmar, Catwoman, from Batman.
Why?
Here's why. Julie Newmar vandalized... Now, this is going to make you puke. Jim Belushi's estate. You
know, she vandalized it?
Well, no. I just meant the fact that Jim Belushi has an estate.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's...
But she vandalized his estate. She destroyed a fence and some of his landscaping. He also says that she badmouthed him to the neighbors, spied on him, and she really ticked him off because she insists on playing loud rock and roll music after 11 o'clock at night, even when he's gone over and said, Catwoman, please turn off the music.
So it's a neighborhood dispute.
So what they've done now is they've gone to court. Julie Newmar has engaged in a malicious and premeditated campaign to prevent and destroy Jim Belushi's quiet peace, which this performer so desperately needs. That's what it says in the court document.
His quiet peace. How can he make America laugh if he can't concentrate?
And I know you're wondering, how much does the quiet peace cost?
How much?
He's got a price tag on it.
What is it?
$4 million.
Oh, get out of here.
$4 million. Okay, and now... to the feel goods, and I'm running out of time here, so I will tell you, we'll save the man who was almost killed by baboons running loose at the airport.
Oh no!
I will tell you that this one has a happy ending. Okay.
Okay.
In Bath, New York, this is somewhere near New York City. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I'm mid-state, I think.
Anyway, there's a 26-year-old Jennifer Clark. And she found out that the guy that lives next door to her, he's 82, she found out that this old guy who she'd been visiting for years and taking care of him had added her to his will.
Okay.
How did she thank him?
How?
She made him a cake. Well, she made him a pie. I take it back. It was a pie. It was a cake.
That's nice.
And she spiked the cake with nighttime pain relief pills, actually 56 of them. She tried to kill him so that she could get the money. Here's the problem. When she made the pie, she didn't grind up the 56 tablets. Oh. See, she just put the
56, she thought they'd melt.
She just put it into the batter. The old guy got his fork and said, hey, you know, hold on. You got some kind of medicine on my pie. You got some kind of pie on my pie.
These ain't seeds.
So, yeah, the old
guy. Man, in between the apples, I saw an extra strength codeine-filled Tylenol.
So, anyway, he's, hold on a second.
Is he retaliating?
Now he's going after her. Also, I got time to mention this one to you. A pedestrian, you know, I don't even have to read you this story.
Right.
Pedestrian killed when artificial leg comes unattached.
Oh, dear.
Do you need to hear that one?
No, you can just move on.
Cover. You sure?
Yeah, go ahead. No, read it to me.
An amputee whose artificial leg fell off as he crossed the street was struck and killed by a car as he crawled back to pick up his leg.
That's not funny.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
You know, how many times do I tell Dennis, leave it behind.
Don't go back.
Motorists stopped to help the man. They couldn't reach him before he was run over. Along a dark stretch of the highway Monday night. No charges filed against the driver.
And always use PolyGrip.
And
ironically, the leg's fine.
And hold on. Oh, here you go. I'll end with this one. You know, we got through a lot of this stuff. Thank you, guys. We got through a lot of this stuff today.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. In prison, bad things happen to men below the waist.
Well, of course.
However, this is new. This is Edison, New Jersey. Guy's name is Paul Francisco. Cops lock him up. He's one of those deals. He's out. He's joyriding. He's in a stolen car or whatever it is. There's a warrant out for his arrest. They bring him into jail. They say to him, empty your pockets and take everything out before we throw you into jail.
That's normal.
He's thinking, I can't last in jail without cigarettes. I'll find the cigarettes, but what I really need is a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So, as he's in the police station, emptying out his pockets, he decides to smuggle his lighter into the jail. So he hit it, you know.
He hit it between two pillows?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there, and he's naked, and he's got this thing there, and he's waiting for them to come over and give him the once-over, because he thinks he's got it tucked so far away
that they're not going to find it.
That when it's time to you know, spread them, he's going to be fine. All of a sudden, somebody yells, hey, this guy's on fire. The lighter had poked out and sparked, setting fire to his hospital pants that he was in, those, you know, those cheap hospital pants they have on.
Oh, my God.
And also the chair that he was sitting in. He was taken to a hospital for burn treatment. He has third-degree burns in the spot. Let me just say,
wow.
No one's going to be wanting him to be their bitch in prison. Because
I don't think so.
Anyway, how great is that?
Yeah, just think, though. I mean, at least he'll be able to walk up to the fellow inmates and say, can I light that for you?
How great is that? The guy tried to smuggle that into prison.
Wow.
Sitting down, whoosh.
Yeah.
And how do they even, hold on a second. Here's the newspaper. Somehow the lighter poked out.
Oh, dear.
And sparked.
Wow.
Setting fire to his hospital pants and later to the hair, to the chair he was sitting in.
So one in a million chance of that happening.
That is some muscle control.
That's great. Anyway, that's all the crap that I had from this week.
So to speak.
We got to all of that. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Free delivery balancer 13105 with mail-in rebate.
Uh-huh. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
I love it. Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation lets the whole family wish Grandma a happy holidays from inside your vehicle.
Wouldn't you call her Granny, though?
Granny!
It's so easy to use. When you want to make a call, you just call out the number, shout out a pre-programmed name tag like Call
Mamo.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking of something else, but thank you. Or call the office, call the hardware store, and the call is dialed automatically. No digging for your handheld.
And it's got the best signal of any phone I've ever used. It enables you to stay connected to those you need to talk to, even in cities and states where legislation doesn't allow you to use your handheld while driving.
Please be going to OnStar.com.
The Don and Mike Show. Yes, sir.
The Don and Mike.
boom, a shot, da 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 boom, a shot, boom.
You know, I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. All righty. I'm Al Franken. I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And how are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far?
Bouillon.
Maya. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really nice talking to you. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
Can I shake your hand?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
You're an idiot.
The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Let's do a station break here in Tampa Bay. 1010 WBZZ and Wichita, KFH FM 98.7 AM 1240, Brownsville, Texas, KVJY, and Baltimore, WSYV Live 105. You can find a complete affiliate list.
On the website, right?
Yeah, no. Don and Mike, yes, DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's right. The government secret is out there.
We're excited about it today. This is the debut of the website, and it looks great.
It does. It's good. We like it. We hope you like it. It's got pictures. It's got audio downloads. It's got show recaps. Infinity will not allow us to stream the show on the Internet. So the best compromise we could come up with was to say, how about if we take a half hour out of every show that we all agree is the half hour that sucks the least, and we'll put that on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
And they said okay.
Wow. And we get to do that every day.
Every day. And if you go back in the archives, I think they started this like a month ago. So there's a bunch of that stuff.
Cool.
You can download. And anyway, it's Don and Mike website. .com.
Yes, and some very nice photographs of the entire crew on that website.
Yeah, that's right. And no crazy stuff with me and Mike, like wearing clown hats.
No, we kept it kind of mellow this time around.
As a matter of fact, Todd Hughes does not like our picture that's up on the top corner that has the stuff going beow, beow, beow.
Too mellow?
Because we're not smiling.
Ah, yes.
Because we're not smiling.
That's
right.
Tough guys.
That's right. Tough guy.
The first time we've ever had a tough guy picture, we wanted it because, you know, we are tough guys.
Yeah, sure we are.
Well, you're not smiling because the picture was taken after a phone scan.
Immediately after a phone scan.
Anyway, it's DonandMikeWebsite.com. Go there and we thank you very hard. Now.
Yes.
Here you go. I don't know how we're going to talk to this guy. Oh, first off, we have
breaking news.
We need the breaking news.
For the breaking news, because we do have a... There it is. We have a verdict in the Scott Peterson trial. Scott Peterson has been found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife and second-degree murder in the killing of his unborn child.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah,
winner.
I thought so. The Modesto, California man was charged with the killing just prior to Christmas 2 years ago. The announcement came from the courthouse in Redwood City, California, where Peterson's double murder trial has been held for the last 5 months. Cameras were not allowed in the courtroom, but an audio feed allowed those outside the court to hear the verdict as it was read.
Breaking news.
Jurors will once again go behind closed doors in the penalty phase of Peterson's trial, where they will decide his sentence. He faces a possible death sentence or life in prison without parole.
Mm-hmm. There go my plans to live in California. Because I thought that was the one state. I mean, I always knew you could kill your wife in Florida, Alabama.
Right down Los Angeles.
Yeah, but California was the number one spot with the best weather where you could kill your wife and get away with it.
Well, Don, you have to divide California in two. You know, you got the southern part where, you know, you can get away with cutting your wife's head off, and then you get the northern part where justice seems to be served.
But, Mike, here's your flawed logic.
Yes.
How can justice be served in Northern California?
Mm-hmm. Angry jurors.
Because you know what's...
That's true, angry jurors.
Angry jurors. Yeah. Well, you've got the Sacramento factor.
That's bitter, angry, disenfranchised jurors.
And don't leave out this fact.
What?
They hate him because he's beautiful.
That's right. He's very Dean Cain-ish, Robbie.
Yes, he's pretty.
You ready to talk to a guy? Now, a girl, I'm sorry. Oh, it's Ronnie with an I.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, if you turn the monitor around for Mike, Mike can see this website.
All right.
Doggles.com. This is a lady. Thank you for the heads up on that, Rob. It's a lady who's made glasses for dogs because it's just too much of a hassle for dogs to be wearing contact lenses.
That's right. Oh, my.
So they are called doggles.
Doggles.
They come in a bunch of different colors, which is funny because, you know, dogs can't see in color. And they're attached to the dog with goggle straps.
Yeah, they
should
be.
They go on the back of the dog's head.
So they don't fall off during a game of hoops.
So.
Now, you know, I know that people buy products for their dogs, but this is, how do you know if a dog's got bad vision? I mean, outside of the fact that he's got cataracts.
Good question. Mike, I think all of those questions will be answered if you'll join me. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes.
As we get ready for the Dog Lovers Edition. Hello, Ronnie with an R. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
It's wonderful to have you on, Ronnie.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We're fascinated with the doggles. How long has the product been out on the market?
Doggles.
Doggles have been around for about 8 years now, and we have just started recently making prescription lenses for dogs, and they just came out this past summer.
You understand the concept. It's goggles for dogs called goggles. Dog goggles, doggles.
Doggles are very, very popular. How do you know if your dog's having trouble seeing?
Well, there's a couple different ways your dog could have trouble seeing. It could just be simply sensitivity to bright light, and then it's just a way that you would tell in a human, you know, squinting or not being able to look up or walk around.
Do you have...
How about that?
Do you have seeing eye people?
Seeing eye people? Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? I think probably a lot of people do act as seeing eye people.
Are you selling a lot of the doggles?
We do, yes. We sell in about 4,500 retail stores across the U.S. right now.
Can you simply buy doggles that are sunglasses?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, doggles themselves have 100% UV protection, they're shatterproof, and they're anti-fog.
Is it okay to go down to my corner grocery store, buy a cheap pair of human sunglasses, and put them on my dog's face?
Well, there's a couple reasons that you wouldn't want to do that. Number one, they're not going to stay on. Number two, most likely they're not going to be shatterproof.
What if I tied them to his head?
If you tied them to his head?
Uh-huh.
Well, then light is still going to escape in through the sides.
Are doggles good for swimming?
No. No, they have air vents on the side for air circulation. Really? The water will get in.
And they come in designer styles and colors?
They do. They come in about 10 different colors. We have shiny pink, shiny lilac with flowers, lots of different colors.
But wait, there's more. Besides the doggles, she also sells a form of SPF suntan lotion for your dogs.
Yes, it's SPF 15. It's a liquid spray. It sprays right onto their... spray directly to their skin or onto their fur.
Dogs don't get sunburns.
Some dogs do. It depends if your dog has a really light nose, and there's also albino dogs, and the tips of the ears will get burned.
How do I know, Ronnie, how do I know that my dog needs goggles?
Well, you know, all dogs actually need goggles if they're going to be out in the bright sun, just the same way that you wear sunglasses. If you're putting on your sunglasses, your dog should be wearing goggles at the same time. If your dog rides in the car with his head out the car window, definitely need goggles.
But what about back thousands of years ago when dogs roamed the planet without goggles?
Well, so did humans. Think about it that way. I mean, we've evolved enough so that we know that we need to protect our eyes.
An answer for every circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What about beer doggles?
Beer doggles?
Beer doggles.
Well, I guess. I don't know.
Tell me.
Dogs drink too much beer. Although I had a dog as a kid that drank beer.
Tell me something, really, for just a moment.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Shannon.
Are you amazed that you have been able to take this idea and turn it into what appears to be a viable option of feeding your family, selling glasses to dogs?
Yes, we are very
You are amazed.
Happy because it is definitely a functional product, but
Ronnie, is it
we
like,
have to smile every day.
Ronnie, may I ask you, is it like hitting the lottery?
Well, it hasn't been that good. But
how many pairs of doggles have you sold since the company began making them?
We've sold about 1,000 pairs of doggles so far to date.
Wow. What's next? Sluggles?
Snuggles.
Sluggles, if you wanted some glasses for your pet slug, what about Froggles?
We've had a lot of requests for goggles for horses, which we're currently working on.
I've got an interesting concept. How about Snoggles?
What are Snoggles for?
Eyeglasses for a snake.
Catgles. Catgles?
Those would be coggles.
Goggles. The extra small goggles on cats, actually.
How about foggles for fish?
Do you have any that would just make my dog feel cooler? Like I feel cooler.
A lot of people tell us that the dogs, as soon as they put them on, they just act completely different.
An attitude.
They kind of show off, yeah.
If you had Revo lenses, then it would be, for a dog, Devo.
Yeah.
Do you have mirrored sunglasses available?
Do we have what?
Mirrored sunglasses.
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. No. We have mirrored lenses.
No. For the dog.
Incredible. Yep. That's fantastic.
That's for police dogs.
Then the dogs, then one dog won't know if another dog's looking at him.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know that dogs cannot see colors?
Yes. Well, actually, there's been some studies recently that show that dogs might be able to see a few shades of red. But
do you also know that dogs have no idea of time? You can walk out a room, walk back in 2 minutes later, and the dog says to you, Daddy, you have been gone for a month and Sundays.
Incredible.
And you say, Dog, I just went outside and look what I have from the postman. It's your brand new pair of doggles.
Doggles are exciting. Ronnie, what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a black lab and border collie mix, and his name is Midnight. That's what our company is named after, Midnight Creations.
Do they have doggles?
Yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful. Will you send us some free doggles?
Oh, sure, we will.
What sizes do they come in? Because I know my partner happens to have a very large dog, and my girlfriend has a very tiny dog.
We have extra small up through extra large. We can fit dogs 1 pound up to 200 pounds.
What about mouse spectacles?
Mouse. 1 pound.
A 1 pound dog? You've not heard of a 1 pound dog?
Well, I don't know. I've never heard of them that small. Yes. My God, you give them a bath and put them in the dryer.
Yeah, preemie.
Yeah, they come pretty small.
Incredible. That's a preemie puppy. That's what that would be.
A preemie puppy with doggles.
One of those little, like, the kind that Taylor Dane brought around and had in her handbag.
Like a little chihuahua.
And look what Buzz has found.
The size chart.
Buzz, what have you found at doggle.com?
Well, the size chart for dogs extra small as 1 pound, up to extra large dogs who weigh over 90 pounds.
Now, take a look at that.
We have callers who say they've bought doggles.
I'm sure.
Can this be true? Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing fine.
We're talking with Ronnie about doggles.
Doggles.
Yeah, I have a question for her.
Sure.
I bought a pair of these doggles for my English bulldog, and she won't keep them on. She keeps rubbing her face onto the ground and actually pulling them off.
I can't believe people are actually calling about this. But
someone who actually bought the product. Ronnie, you must. It's time for you to answer one of your consumers.
Sure. Most dogs, the majority of dogs, probably 95% of dogs, will not wear them the first time you put them on them because it is completely foreign to them, having something on their face. It's really the feel of the elastic on their heads and having something over their eyes. So you have to train your dog to wear them.
If I was to order some dog doggles for my animals, will delivery be fast or does it come in dog years?
We usually ship priority mail, so you'll have them in just a couple days.
Ronnie, we have an individual that answers the phones here at our show, and his name is Joe. He's a human being, but my question would be, can we use doggles for humans?
Well, theoretically you could.
Excellent. We will buy him a pair right away.
It might look a little strange.
Well, here he comes right now. He's got a comment to make about doggles.
Okay.
Hi, will you send a size for my West Highland Terrier?
He's taking this very seriously.
Certainly. Of course we will.
Okay.
Have your dog's reading... Has your dog's ability to read improved since you bought goggles?
Well, we do have prescription lenses now for the doggles, as I said earlier, and... I know it sounds funny, but it really is a serious subject, and a lot of vet ophthalmologists
are prescribing them. Do you sell X-ray goggles like the kind we saw in comic books when we were boys, where you could see right through the teacher's clothes? No?
I guess the answer would be no. Do you find some of the dogs push their goggles down on their snout to look a little more intelligent?
Well, it's kind of hard for them to push them down. I've seen dogs, when they're getting used to wearing them...
They don't have thumbs, you know. Dogs don't have thumbs.
No. No, they don't. Not opposable.
Dogs also... I mentioned this, but it's worth mentioning again.
They have dew claws.
They have no concept of time.
No, you can walk out of a room, and when you come back, the dog thinks you've been gone away for years.
And if mail order doesn't work, maybe you can sell them Labrador Tudor.
Do you have bifocal goggles?
We do not have those yet. If we get a request for them, we'd probably make them, but we have...
Do you make granny doggles?
Ben Franklin doggles?
Yep. We try to stay in with the latest fashions.
I'm fascinated with doggles. Send us a whole suitcase of them.
What would you suggest about my dogs constantly relieving themselves where they shouldn't? If I got them doggles, would it help them to see where the front door is to say to me, Daddy, we've got to go outside?
Probably not. I think that's a...
She's being honest.
Do you know that...
Do you have an eye chart with bones and steaks?
We do not, no.
Instead of letters? And a postman? It's a good idea, though. A really small postman?
A mailman?
It'd be a good cartoon.
Be wonderful. Well, just the dogs would be more excited about that. A cat.
And of course,
I
you
start
know,
with a cat.
I know that it probably goes against your sensibility, but have you thought about tapping into the adult audience, perhaps with an ad with mirrored doggles, and the dog, what you're getting is another dog. Anyway, you know how dogs like to lick themselves? I was just thinking, I see an ad in some dog lover magazine where one dog's got the glasses and he's seeing...
Oh, and inside the mirror is another dog doing that. Now you're making it really naughty.
This interview has made me wag my tail. You are a joy.
Fascinating, Ronnie. We wish you the very best of luck with your doggles.
Do you have 3D doggles?
No, we don't.
Do you have Elvis doggles?
Oh, yes, actually, we are working on those right now.
How exciting is that? Brilliant. Well, we look forward to many of these canines getting your doggles, then finally being able to get their driver's licenses. All right, Ronnie.
Thank you for being on the show. Okay. What is your website, Ronnie?
It is www.doggles.com.
Good talking to you.
You take care and good luck with the doggles.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Ronnie.
Uh-huh?
Who did let the dogs out?
Who let the doggles out? What a great marketing song that would be.
The Baja Men. They're friends of ours. Well, our time is up. Until next time, we thank you for your time. And remember, dogs have no concept of time.
And dogs love cheese.
Bye now.
Bye, Ronnie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
She seemed nice.
There she goes. There she goes.
What the hell would we have done if we weren't doing those voices?
I don't know, but that's why it always comes in handy.
Ronnie loved to laugh, didn't she?
Yeah. Hey, let's keep these voices to take a couple of calls.
Let's do that right now. Ronnie's left us.
Here's Donna in Buffalo. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, just calling to see if you guys heard about the Scott Peterson case, verdict came.
Yes. Goodbye, Donna.
Yes. all of you 25 people who are on the phone. Oh, now they're all hanging up. Now they're all... We got like 18,000 lines going crazy at once. Everybody wants to tell us the Scott Peterson thing.
We heard, you know, we reported it.
Nobody's calling on the brilliance of our Doggles interview.
No, no.
Everybody wants to tell us something we already talked about.
It's Scott Peterson. Yeah. It's Scott Peterson.
How about him?
Scott Peterson going to the Happy Hunting Ground.
This is Michael Todd Hughes.
I heard the verdict of Scott Peterson. It seems he's guilty, Buster.
Where are the Doggles?
Where are his Doggles?
We got him.
Perhaps he could wear them as a disguise.
We'll be right back with Nancy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Right, he doesn't.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's more Bob. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Right, Bob. Could I have a glass of tequila, please?
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Bob.
You're an idiot.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Oh, it's that time. It's, it's Nancy Yodel time. Nancy Yodel from Access Hollywood. That's tonight on NBC4 at 7:30 around the country. Please to be checking your local listings. Hey, Nancy, how have you been?
I think I need a yodel. How have you been?
How have you been? Now, Nancy, I know that you've probably not been to your computer. Are you by a computer right now?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Well, you will want to bookmark DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
I already have it as my screensaver.
There you are, right there. You know, we're not stupid men. We're not handsome men, which is why you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, you see our pictures, and then, you know, bigger than our pictures, it's your picture.
Yeah, well, really?
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, share pictures with people that perhaps enjoyed the camera a little more than
actually, we have the two prettiest women in the world. Right there, it's Nancy Odell, and right below Nancy is our good friend Rich Eisen.
There they are.
Two beautiful gals.
You guys are just so sweet.
We are. So anyway, look for yourself there. And, okay, tonight, Access Hollywood. Eminem versus Michael Jackson. Please to be telling me that you will be talking about the idiotic Michael Jackson calling Geraldo Rivera yesterday.
Oh, you got to see the story. Yeah, yesterday Michael called in Geraldo on the Fox show.
I'm glad you had
it. He thinks what Eminem has done and is doing is a pattern of disrespect that he's showing our community. Now, Eminem, kind of hitting back, he went on L.A. radio to talk about it. So we have his reaction of what he said on the L.A. radio in response to it.
Wow.
That was
it's good promotion, though. For Eminem, it couldn't be better because he's getting ready to release his new CD.
I agree, and we've already heard all the stuff about that Michael Jackson doesn't like the video.
CD getting great reviews, incidentally, the new Eminem CD.
Oh, it's good, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's really just retarded, and I'm glad you're going to have it tonight, is Michael Jackson's call to Geraldo. Now, of all people...
No, you know, it's desperate is what it is. That's what it sounds like.
Will you guys be able to get some of that footage from Fox of Geraldo on the phone having that uncomfortable moment with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And, you know...
Imagine somebody calling in, though. If I were Michael, I just would not be doing that.
You know, it sounds to me like perhaps Michael's not getting the best kind of advice, and he's still spinning out of control, but, you know, who knows what that's going to
mean. Now, you mentioned that Marshall Mathers went on L.A. radio. As you probably know, you'll find out if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. We're not on in L.A., so we don't care. Wait, do you know where Eminem went? What show, what station he went on?
What show did Eminem... I'm asking all of my producers around me. What show was it that Eminem went
on? Was it like Power 106?
He was on Kiss FM with Ryan Seacrest.
Oh!
My ever favorite assistant, Joe, coming up with the Jeopardy answer.
How could they... Listen, seriously, How can Eminem go on Ryan Seacrest's show?
Well, he
did.
What
a great combo, Ryan and Eminem.
So much alike.
Eminem, they're like brothers.
All right.
Well, Ryan is such a great interviewer. It's cool. I like it.
He's no Billy Bush.
Although I would have preferred him to call me up, but, you know.
I know.
Right. I don't know if you heard Buzz.
He didn't have my direct dial.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Buzz says things that are so smart they need to be said again. Buzz,
I believe it was a little sarcastic, Buzz.
No, I believe it was from the heart.
It was from the heart. Ryan is no Billy Bush.
There you go.
It's just that simple.
You said he's a great interviewer. Second, now this is actually, who's this guy, George? Oh, your producer. Some guy at your show.
George Larimore.
Sent me a note saying that tonight, this is the only information I got, tonight on Access Hollywood, Nancy will talk with Bobby Brown.
Hmm.
My man, Bobby Brown.
Who is still hanging in there.
How is Bob Brown?
Well, we do have a rare interview with Bobby Brown, and he is going to be talking about, you know, Britney has the version of his hit, My Prerogative, out there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Britney Spears, right.
So he reacts to it, and it's a lot of good going back and forth, because he says, and I won't give it all away, but you do want to see his response. He says he loves the video, but he is not impressed with the music.
Hey, Nancy?
Yeah.
At any time, did Bobby Brown hit you?
Well, actually, it was Sean doing the interview. I'm not so sure that.
Oh.
Yeah, well, he'll never know.
He wouldn't hit Sean. Sean's not a girl.
Oh. You know, Sean is a girl.
Sean is a girl.
Sean is a girl.
Then
how is
find out from Murphy hit on her, but I don't think so, because he's very happily married, and he was talking about that.
No, Nancy, no, I didn't mean did he hit on her. I meant did he hit her.
Oh.
Yes.
See, my mind doesn't even go there.
Mine does. Well, here's
obviously, it goes to the other side.
Here's our Bobby Brown tape, though. We do have the endorsement tape from Bobby Brown. Not a lie.
Hi, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
That's back when he was popular. He would not say our names. He just said, I'm here with the two fat men.
Chilling down with the two fat men.
So,
Bobby, I think it's so interesting, and he actually talks about when Whitney recently performed, how, you know, she kind of wowed the crowd at the World Music Awards, and how she called him up and she left the phone open so that he could hear her performance. And I thought, well, that's really sweet. I like that.
Come on. Those two are nuts. You
and
know
he
that.
Defends their marriage. So thing, everybody was saying that it wouldn't last, you know, like over a year and
you
now.
Know, I mean,
years.
I will give them credit. The marriage somehow stays together.
There's something he wants Brittany to do for him, though. We'll have to tune in tonight to find out what it is.
Mike Coke can bring a couple together like that. It didn't work out like that for me, but I've heard from other people can really bring
actually
it together.
Actually, kind of a binding experience.
Right, okay, whatever. We'll watch Sean. And, you know, the Sean that you speak of, I'm not familiar on Access Hollywood. How does she spell her name?
S-H-A-U-N.
Okay, because I'll tell you something, and this has nothing to do with Access Hollywood, but what the hell, it's our show. A long time ago, when I first started in radio, there was some DJ, they wanted me to cut a liner for him,
mm-hmm.
and his name was Sean Tool was the guy's name. And I read the card, and I said, that's Scene Tool.
Oh, well, that's my middle name. That's the way my middle name is Sean, and that's the way I spell it. S-E-A-N is the way it is, the Irish spelling.
They call me and they yell at me and say, come on, what idiot looks at this and says Scene, not Sean? Well, I just want to say this has nothing to do with anything, but I'm watching Good Morning America today.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The guy that's doing the news, they say, thanks, Scene.
Uh-huh. Scene?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
S-E-A-N. I don't know
so
who
all
the
these years later, you were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, at least with that guy, I was.
Thank you.
Okay, that had nothing to do with anything. Oh,
I like the story, though.
I do like this, though, because we did discuss yesterday Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey and what a tool we think he is and how he's just in it because...
And I think he's a hottie.
That's right. You said he was a hottie.
But listen to this. Will you please tell us about Nick Lachey going to a strip club?
Well, he's saying that he didn't do anything wrong when he went to the strip club for the friend's birthday party.
Right.
You know, as long as you, like, love, you don't touch, you know, it's okay. I think I would let my man go to a strip club.
And,
I would hope that my man that I choose would not choose to go to one, but
no, honey,
he were dying to do
and
it.
Is she cool about it?
Well, that I guess we need to get actually from her, but he's saying that nothing happened that doesn't happen in bachelor parties. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, is that what he said?
He should stick to that story.
And he said he watched a little, you know, a little strip thing.
Hey, listen, Pollyanna, please, Nancy, you know what happens at bachelor parties. You know what's going on.
Well, they, you know, sometimes I've heard that a little touching goes on. Now, see, that would be wrong.
Right.
That's right. That would be wrong.
Well, I bet he's in hot water.
And also, I think it's very cute and shows how emotionally retarded you are.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
That you still think, you know, that you'd be upset if your guy went to one of those clubs.
Mm-hmm. No, I said I wouldn't be.
Oh, did you say you wouldn't?
She said she wouldn't be.
Then I apologize.
I said that I would not be. I said if he wanted to go, I would hope that he would not want to go on his own.
Hold on.
If he would want to go, then I would say, well, more power to you. Go.
Would you really?
Yes, I would.
And would you change after you'd been married, as I have for 23 years? Because my wife, here's the deal. Back when we first got married, she had that same idiotic, well, now, why would you want to go to a place like that? And now that we've been married all this time, she really doesn't care. And the thing is, I don't want to go now.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I wanted to go,
right,
she really didn't want me to go.
Right.
And now that I'm, you know,
well, it's just like
grown up and I can go.
It's like Nancy said, if you want to go, you know, she wouldn't want him to go, but if he wanted to go,
I would hope he would want to go.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we were actually having this conversation yesterday with my fella, and because they kind of have to put up with a lot with your job, and it's like, you know, they're sending out and having us interview our old crushes, and, you know, you deal with a lot of the Hollywood hunky men that you're going to interview, but in particular, we're going out and doing our supposed childhood crushes, and we're fawning over them. And, you know, it is TV. There is an element of it that it is.
So wait a minute. Your boyfriend will be going out to the strip club this weekend.
Well, I would hope that he would choose not to. But my point is there is an element of where, if it's a bachelor party, it's kind of a guy
Nancy?
Ritual
Nancy?
Show kind of thing amongst all the fellas.
Nancy, is there trouble with you and your boy?
No, none.
There's none? Okay.
See, the reason it's so easy for me to say this, because I have the kind of guy who would so not want to go to the strip club. So okay.
Will we see you on TV every night?
I can say I'm fine with it because I know he wouldn't choose to do it.
I can understand why he wouldn't want to go.
Yeah. Let me just say my wife, who is also quite beautiful, back in the day, she cared. Now she just doesn't care anymore. Yeah. That's why I called.
Maybe you're giving her strip shows at home.
I bet she'd still care.
Now look at our picture, honey. Go to the website. Look at our picture on top of yours, and I think you'll be pretty sure that you wouldn't want me doing a strip show for you.
Love is a wonderful thing.
It is, and you are not emotionally retarded.
Thank you for backtracking.
You're just not far enough along in your relationship.
You're young. You misunderstood me.
No, here's the thing. You're young. I'm old. You're young. Your whole life is in front of you. My whole life is in the rearview mirror.
Oh, stop
This is my life.
You are being remarkably introspective. Yeah, I mean, you certainly don't want to go to a strip joint, but you're pouring your soul out to Ms. O'Dell today,
yeah,
aren't
you? Yeah, you are. Do we need to pull in the couch again?
But you're not interested in strip joints anymore.
No, not anymore. No, not anymore. Not any.
Good man.
Not anymore.
We need to have a little therapy session. I need to pull in the couch again. Yeah,
okay. I think we're having one right now.
Okay, Nancy, that's it. There we go. I'm trying to just get inside the mind of Nancy O'Dell. Just trying to find out what's happening there with your man.
I'll bring my fella on the phone, and you can get into his mind, and we can figure it all out. That's
okay.
Nancy, pleased to be having a fantastic weekend, and everybody watch Nancy on Access Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's tonight with Eminem and Bob Brown and Nick Lachey.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Have a safe weekend. It has been a rarefied piece of heaven having you on the show.
Our sweetheart.
Thank you, my little fried dumpling.
Oh, bye, my little cupcake.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye.
Look at that. She's starting to play along a little bit.
Yes, she is.
She's
wonderful. I like that.
I think she likes that I opened up to her a little bit.
You were, you know, I was ready to put some water on you today. It was, you were wound up with her today. You know, you accused us during the absinthe show, and now I'm sober. I got to tell you something, I'm sober now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think you like her.
Oh, sure I do.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Why not?
This picture of her.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's fetching. Like. And I'll tell you what else I think about her.
You were mocking me for sitting there, you know, and watching her and going, hey, I talk to her all the time.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, you like her. You like her just as much.
I think she's naive with a capital N. I really do.
Isn't that charming?
She's so lucky that she's out in Hollywood and she's not. She's not in some snuff film already.
You feel that way about all women.
All right. Guilty. Guilty. You do know me so well, Mike.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Nancy O'Dell. And yes, her picture's up there, DonandMikeWebsite.com, which is finally up and operating. Got a break. We'll be back with the true love of my life.
Yes.
The only woman that really matters.
I know. Are you going to purge to him?
A hill of beans to me.
Talk to him about strip joints. What I look forward to with our next guest is when we play the tape from David Modell.
Yeah.
Do you think he would care if you went to a strip joint?
I don't think Rich Eisen would care. We'll be right back.
He hated it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. Regrettably, they have passed Don and Mike.
Okay, we're going to talk to Rich here in a second. Rich Eisen brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love. You know, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, which is finally working, and Rich's picture is there, right underneath Nancy. You can also click on Fantasy Football.
Mm-hmm.
You can get our lineups. You can see who's doing what. You like that, Rob?
That is cool.
Look at that. With everybody's got the little logos. I know. I'll tell you why that's that way.
No, I'm sorry.
What did he do?
Not, to tell you off the air.
All right.
It's a website thing.
Yeah.
Also, we've got the weekly picks. Now, let's get Rich here. Joining us now from the NFL Network and NFL Total Access every night at 7 and 10. Here's Rich Eisen. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
Hey, dude. We're doing great. Rich, are you in a fantasy football league? Have we ever asked you that?
No. Yeah, you did. I am not.
Yeah, why? You mentioned that. I think last week we asked.
Why?
That.
Why aren't you?
Because I'm a well-rounded individual. I do more things in my off time than just football. You know, I mean, went third person on you there, but I refrained.
Rich Eisen doesn't do that.
Rich Eisen does more than talk about football when Rich Eisen isn't on NFL Network.
I don't want to keep bringing up other people's names, but I'll tell you
I
that.
Don't mean drop names.
No. I'm just going to say, Jim Nance plays fantasy football.
Does he really?
Yeah. We heard him discussing it during the...
I rest my case.
Robbie, what is it that he said to Phil Sims?
Phil Sims was making some pointed remark as to how his team was doing. He said, well, Team Nance was good enough to beat Team Sims 2 weeks ago.
Understand, Rich.
Those are wacky names.
Yeah.
Wacky team names.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if you go to our website, you'll see our dumb... You hate us now because of that. So let's just move on. Rich, hey now. First item. Kay Wanstead, resigning from the Dolphins. Here's how I thought it played out. Please tell me if I'm right, wrong, and add anything you want. They call the guy in and they say, we're going to can you at the end of the year. Dave Wanstead says, all right, I quit. Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
I don't know. How about that? I know those are things that maybe people don't think I should say as a host of an NFL show, but I don't know. I don't know. And
what do you hear?
The Dolphins say that wasn't the case. The Dolphins say he came in and gave a highly reasoned and impassioned, description as to why he should no longer be the coach of this team, as to why it be a distraction. But and the thing that really confuses people or makes them think that your version of events is probably more accurate is because of the fact that he had his Monday press conference just mere hours before and scoffed at the notion of quitting and leaving the team. And sure enough, hours later, he was gone.
So how?
So I don't know why that was, why it took place. All I know is a team that's 1-8 probably has to do something to keep a fan base alive. And usually the only way that you can show a fan base that you still care is by making a change managerially. And they did it with the coach one way or another.
Yeah, and I think
that's one way to look at it.
Pretty unusual in any professional sport nowadays to say, hey, we're going to get rid of you, but wait till the end of the season.
They did it, though, with that guy in Florida. They did it with that college coach, right? They fired the guy in Florida, but he still got the gig, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but college is different than the pros, I think, that, he could stick around. I mean, where's he going? Ron Zook. I mean, is it better for him to leave immediately? At least just the boosters know, hey, we're making a change. I mean, sometimes college is different in that respect, because the boosters are constantly either interested, shall we say, or contributing, and some move has to be made there. But in the pros, you just have to keep moving along to your fan base and say, hey, there's a reason to still come out here. We're trying. Now, again, I don't know if that's the case with Wanstead. He may have come in and said, will you fire me? And they said yes. He's like, well, I'm leaving. I mean, this is pure speculation.
Okay, well, then, if we can move past that one, and you can certainly offer an opinion on this. Bill Parcells is the greatest soundbite that you guys have.
100%.
Every week, and if you watch the NFL Total Access show with Rich.
Hey, that's a stupid comment to make.
You can almost take Bill Parcells, Buzz, you don't follow sports, you don't know why.
I was making a stupid
Buzz
comment.
Looked at me like Mike just said, like, we're going to have a fight. you can almost take Bill Parcells' temperature, and not do it the old-fashioned way, over a full week. Because right after the game, the first thing he says is, the players are stupid. They're just stupid. They don't get it. Then by Tuesday, he's still mad.
And some of the players are defending him, saying, yeah, we're playing stupid.
And then by the end of the week, I see him on your show again with the sound bites, where now he's saying, I can't yell at these guys all the time and tell them that they're stupid.
Well, I mean, it's but what I think reading between the lines is that he doesn't have the personnel. You know, and I mean, that's the hearing what the back and forth has been in his press conferences. It's just like, well, it went from, do you regret calling your players too stupid? And he sits there and he's like, well, I can't tell you how many times we've been over this. We've been over it 100 times, you know. I mean, so the issue is, you know, is it them or is it me, you know? And people say, well, you're going to change your players? Like, well, we're not changing players. I mean, you know, you can't do that at this point of the season. You got to go with what you got. And then a couple of days later, it's like, you know, people have said, you know, in his careers that if your players don't get it, it's not the players, it's you, it's the message. So, you know, I mean, I think it's just he was upset in the heat of the moment. He said that his players were too stupid to handle certain things, and right. A lot of people took it to mean, and certainly when he meant audibles, that he was talking about his quarterback, which sparked discussion about Drew Henson on Monday, which he put the kibosh on quickly by saying, I'm not going to do it. You know, that's stupid. You know, the kid hasn't played in 3 years. Would you throw him into this situation with a lack of experienced receivers, et cetera, et cetera? So, I mean, it's just been in a process the whole week, and one win would certainly help in ending that cycle.
He's great. Here's another thing I saw on your show this week, and I know you guys were the first with this. Everybody saw last week while the Eagles were getting killed by the Steelers. I know you saw the highlight where they had, look at T.O. yelling at Donovan McNabb, and they're saying, this is the beginning of the end, and it's all starting to unravel. Rich, tell everybody what NFL Films got film and sound of, and what T.O. was really saying to Donovan McNabb.
Well, I mean, we didn't have sound of him and McNabb that moment. We
you had him on the phone with the coach, right?
We had him on the phone with the coach, presumably his offensive coordinator, Brad Childress, who called down. And the first thing he says is like, yeah, we're all right. You know, so, I mean, that just showed that, you know, I mean, at first blush, it's even the coaching staff was wondering if everything's okay. It's because, you know, had McNabb stood there and just kept nodding his head, you know, like, that's what a pep talk sort of would normally look like. And a guy's like saying, you know, hey, let's go, you know, and the other guy's sort of nodding his head like, I hear you. But instead, McNabb kept sauntering back and forth, leading people to believe that he was being hectored by
that's what it looked like.
Who has a certain, you know, history of doing that sort of stuff. You know, and of course, T.O. comes out yesterday and complains that the media jumped to conclusions on that front. And, you know, you can't blame some people from saying that. But that said, you know, what we had, the NFL Films captured, was the conversation he had with his coach right afterwards. And him saying, yeah, you know, he didn't want to listen to me, but that's okay. I'll just call his mama and get her on the case, you know.
I mean, we spent a lot of...
T.O. was laughing it off right on the spot. And the only two ways you could look at that was, yes, it was a pep talk. And it was no big deal, and he was just being himself, having fun, living in the moment on the sideline, all animated. Or you could look at it that it was more than just a pep talk, and he's completely oblivious to his quarterback being upset with him. I'm all the players that we have on the set here, you know, Terrell Davis and Rod Woodson and all that sort of seem to concur that it was just the typical pep talk.
Guys,
saying, you know, come on, five, let's get it going.
And
just wasn't into it.
It just seems to me, and this is for both of you, that a guy doing that with a professional athlete, with a grown man, it just seems to be, whether it's a pep talk, whether he's really yelling at him, this is to me why maybe T.O. is kind of a problem in these situations. If they go on to, you know, win the rest of their games, forget it. But, I mean, it seems to me that kind of stuff, no matter how you slice it, it makes Donovan McNabb look bad to me.
Well, we've seen NFL film stuff of him screaming at himself, basically, like, let's go, T.O., let's go, T.O., and it's looked like that's what he was doing to McNabb.
Right.
But again, you know, McNabb has been to three straight NFC title games. He's been to four Pro Bowls. He is number five. Probably doesn't need that. Has never had anybody do that on a sideline. And he was probably like, okay, I've got you. I get it. You know, I mean, if there's any time, you know, with your significant other or your parent, you know, he keeps telling you stuff like after a while, you're like, okay, I get it. I get your point. Let's move on.
That's
what it sort of looked like what McNabb had reached. And with the cameras on him and with Terrell Owens' history with his quarterback and his offensive coordinator back in the day in San Francisco, and with everybody to a man ever since he arrived in Philadelphia in the media saying, let's see what happens when the Eagles don't do well. Let's see what happens when McNabb short hops him on a couple of occasions in a game that they're trailing. Let's see what happens then. We took a lot of people at first blush took that to mean a sign of trouble.
That's the second time you said
blush.
He's
7-1. He's got 9 touchdown passes. Everybody says it's not what it seems to be. And, you know, I think for the sake of national betterment, moving on. You know, I mean, it just seems that we could talk about the Dallas Star instead. It's unbelievable how much conversation is spurred on by this guy.
Yeah, you've mentioned the word blush twice.
Hey, now.
And, Ridge, a non-football note, being as you don't play fantasy football, you're not one of those guys with those problems.
I'm not one of those guys.
Will you be going to see Bridget Jones' Diary this weekend?
No, I'm not guys either.
Do you go to movies?
I do. I just saw the movie Sideways the other day, which was phenomenal.
Who's in that?
Paul Giamatti is in that. It's a great movie.
I've seen the ads for
that's supposed to be fabulous.
Paul Giamatti's a great ad. I mean, this guy should be nominated.
That's the movie about the wine connoisseur,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's a wine connoisseur. Virginia Madsen is in it. It's a great movie. Phenomenal. It's
supposed to be incredible.
You haven't seen The Polar Express.
And it's pretty funny. You know, Paul Giamatti's father was A. Bartlett.
Oh, right, the commissioner of baseball.
Indeed, the man who banned Pete Rose. There's a scene in the film where he looks at some old pictures of him and his family, and sure enough, that is definitely Bart Giamatti in one of the pictures.
Very cool.
Would you ever see The Incredibles?
I would.
Yeah. You're a good man. See, my wife will go see that with me.
I would definitely see that.
Would you go see The Polar Express?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good again.
No. I love Tom Hanks, but I will not see that.
Okay, how about JETS, no Chad?
We will definitely see that Sunday, for
yes.
sure.
So what happens, this guy Quincy Carter, who was with Dallas,
yep.
allegedly failed a drug test or whatever, gets cut by Parcells. Now he's the starter for the Jets. How do the Jets react?
I think the Jets react in the way that they are, which is being calm and collected about it and making sure that he's going to be as successful as possible. And what I think that means is simplifying their offense, running Curtis Martin more and using Quincy's attributes, which is getting him out of the pocket.
You know,
and trying to throw something at the Ravens that they can't game plan for because people haven't seen him in their system. It's a first look at him in this system, and so they have that to their benefit.
You know,
as long as the Jets this weekend cannot allow the Ravens to do what they do in games that they're successful, which is have either their punt returner take it to the house or somebody on their defense do that, and more often than not. The Ravens get 7 to 10 points from their defense or their special teams setting them up in great field position.
I was going to ask you, this is the last thing, we'll have a message from Dave Modell here. How come you always hear people say that when a new player quarterback comes in, they're going to make it simpler? How come the other team, in this case it would be the Ravens, how come the Ravens don't have a meeting to say, listen, this guy's not going to be running these down and in, and it's going to be predominantly running stuff. It's going to be stuff that's close to the pocket, simple. How come it's not easier for the defense when you've got a guy in there who's running the plays that aren't as smart as when the regular guy?
What I mean, make it simpler. I mean, the guy did take the Cowboys to the playoffs last year. He does have 31 starts under his belt. So, I mean, it's not like he's completely raw. But what I mean is, you know, if you look at the Jets' offense, they're more often than not going to be running reverses on 3rd and 2 or have Chad Pennington fake a screen to one guy and fake a screen to another guy and then throw dipsy-doo down the field. I mean, they will do that from time to time. And I think all that sort of stuff should be removed from the offense this week and just have Curtis Martin run the football, because that has, you know, if you look at the Ravens game against the Chiefs ran on them on that Monday night. The Browns had success running the football on occasion against them, just doing what they're supposed to do with this great offensive line that the Jets have, and do that. That's what I mean by simplifying things. And the Ravens, I'm sure, have had a meeting similar to what you just described.
Gotcha. And you've now said blush twice and dipsy do.
Dipsy do.
And here is the message.
But I still won't see Bridget Jones.
Okay. Good for you. Thank you for all the insight and knowledge. Now let's get to David Modell.
Yes.
Former president of the Baltimore Ravens.
Rich, you know that it is a tradition on this show that we share all of our NFL conversations with you. It seems that everybody we get on the show has a message for you, and that didn't change with David Modell, who wanted to say something to you.
Right. So without further ado, oh, that's nice and fancy. Here's the Rich Eisen memory, a moment with Dave Modell.
Oh, yeah. Rich, this is David Modell. I am the fired president of the Ravens. Ordinarily, I'd be very angry about that. But because I don't have to deal with schlubs like you,
there you go.
My day goes by beautifully every day. Hope you're having a great time. Dope.
There was
much animosity from a man I've never met.
Really, you never met him?
I may have met him once. Never spoken ill about him or his father.
What's the last thing he said?
No. Did he call me a schlub?
A schlub and a dope.
We had to pry it out of
him.
Boy,
we had to hold him to the floor to get him to
do
that.
No, we don't have time to play at the tape, but it was like 5 minutes ago. Can you say something bad about this guy?
And then when he finally goes along with it and he says the harshest thing ever. It's delightful.
And then you throw them under the bus. That's great.
Yeah.
Fun. Rich, let's pick these games.
All right.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, 5.
Got 5 of them, starting in the NFC South, Tampa at Atlanta.
Okay. This is a no-brainer because Vic is back, and they're coming off a bye week, correct? Atlanta?
Yes, they are.
So they've had plenty of time to put the shotgun in. Atlanta will kill Tampa Bay.
Mark. You're not going to get an argument from me, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
An intangible fact for you that the Falcons have not beaten Tampa in their own building in 10 years.
Wow.
10 years. So it's in Atlanta. So that would be Georgia Dome plus whatever.
Georgia Dome plus
Fulton.
Fulton County.
Fulton County Stadium.
It's all Georgia Dome. Georgia Dome.
Oh, it's all Georgia Dome. Okay. Because they play twice a year, of course.
Well, that predates back to their twice a year date.
You know, only one. Yeah, and anyway.
Georgia Dome's been around for 10 years.
Yes, it has.
It's been around 12 years.
When was the Super Bowl we were there for where it was so icy?
I don't know. I think everybody's expunged it from their memories.
3 years ago?
I guess so. Okay, Rich.
Cincinnati at Washington.
Cincinnati.
Because I don't like those college uniforms that Cincinnati wears this year. I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins.
I think weren't those uniforms a one-time thing, Rich, for Cincinnati?
Were those orange uniforms a one-time thing?
It was.
Oh, no.
I hope so.
Well, it
aggravated. We may look into that. Okay. We may look into that in the next 60 seconds this conversation might last.
Okay.
Buffalo at New England.
Okay, I got you. You're on a schedule, Mr. Hollywood.
No.
I'll take the Patriots. Mike?
I'm going to go with the Patriots also. I'm a green
Minnesota at Green Bay.
Oh, come on. No question. Green Bay. Randy Moss is not going to play. Green Bay, without question. Mike?
Baltimore at...
Hold on a second.
Mike didn't pick.
I'm sorry.
I think... I got a weird gut on this one. I think Minnesota.
All right.
Okay.
And then Baltimore at the NYJ.
Baltimore at Jets. Oh, listen, the Ravens defense, absolutely, against an untested quarterback. Yes, the Ravens. Mike.
Untested, but a guy that's got something to prove.
Does he have moxie?
It's at the New York Jets. I think Quincy Carter's got his second lease on life after he screwed up. He's going to have something to prove. He's going to go out and he's going to win. New York Jets win.
Okay, those are our picks.
And I'm assuming because you didn't put the Cowboys and Eagles on the menu here that you both assume that the Eagles are winning?
Yeah, I did. That's why I didn't even bring it up with you, Mike.
Wow.
What do you think?
I thought it would be stupid to put that on the docket.
Very good.
I'm shocked.
Very, very good. Very, very
Rich,
good.
Did those comments from David Modell hurt you? If they did,
I'm easily bruised, but still not one of those type of guys.
Okay. Like a banana. Hey, Rich, you're the greatest. Good talking to you. We'll see you next week, dude. All right.
Bye
bye. That's Rich Eisen from the NFL Network. He is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. Every store is staffed with experts who will help you find your next CD or DVD. Eminem's newest encore is supposed to be on Tuesday. Tower has it now. It's only $12.99. Other Eminem CDs are 25% off. Relax. Do all your holiday shopping at Tower. They have the stuff everybody wants. If you're not sure, give a Tower gift card. Buy online or find your local store at Tower.com. Tower Records. Everything worth hearing is here.
Wonderful.
Rich Eisen on NFL Total Access.
Complicated man.
Hell, he is. Wow. Trust me. Every night at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. He is a very complicated man.
Complex.
I like him.
Yeah. So do I. He's weird. nobody tell. I'm going to tell a secret.
Oh.
He really, really doesn't want anybody to know that he likes the Jets.
He really doesn't.
It's like his big, super, I'm a broadcaster secret.
Yeah,
like,
you couldn't tell. Otherwise.
You know, we can bring up the Jets, dude, but don't say I'm a fan.
Well,
come on, guys.
You've endeared him to yourself now.
Hey, come on, guys. Well, you know.
Hey, I like all the teams, guys.
He's not like that. No, he's not Nancy.
No, he's not Nancy.
He is not
Nancy. No, he's not like that. Not even a little bit.
He is so much more, just so much more caustic than Nancy.
Could you ever picture Rich Eisen saying, seriously, I think we have to call that game off in New England tonight.
It's too cold.
Too cold. Too cold for those people in the stands.
Eisen, I think you have to really search for his commentary to get him to say, when he's digging us, when he's giving us a little dig, he'll give people digs.
Yeah.
Nance
yeah.
gave nobody a dig. It didn't happen.
Guys, I'll just talk about Charles Manson. I misunderstood.
Listen, I don't want to say anything bad about anybody. That's just the way it is, guys.
Sometimes I have a glass of red wine, but I also like white guys.
I'll see you on the road.
Let's throw it back to the studio.
Let's go back to Greg Gumbel.
Greg Gumbel, who's got my job with my guys, Dan, Boomer, and Shannon.
Not with you guys. Not with you this week. Down on the road somewhere. Some other little NFL whole town that I'm in this weekend.
I do know this. I do know that Team Nance is doing well.
Never see Manhattan anymore, unless, of course, there's a particularly good game that I've got to cover. And then it's back to Houston, guys.
Friends, Jim Nance, 1 year ago, there I was, Midtown Manhattan, in front of the Plaza Hotel.
I was the man. Wow. I was the guy CBS had groomed. Right. There was rumor that I was actually going to be the anchor for the news.
Forgive me now. I'm doing Cincinnati versus Cleveland.
Guys, I'm here swept under the carpet. Please help me. I'm desperate. I'm desperately crying to get out.
Cry for help, guys.
Fellas, he's got my job, fellas.
Jim Nance, forgotten man at CBS, mm-hmm. sitting here working with, you know, this albino, Bill Sims.
And when I was watching Nancy do the game the other week, what was it? Who did they play last week? Whoever the Patriots played. It doesn't matter. They're coming back from halftime, and he's doing his whole, hey, buddy, what do you think, pal, of that first half? And Phil Simms says, well, it was a pretty good first half. And Nance says, well, you know, they're probably playing good because it's your birthday, friend. Today, Phil Simms is 45.
Wow.
And Nance says, and I want to thank you for wearing that tie that my daughter gave you for your birthday.
Oh, my dear. Oh, dear.
He's just so...
I'm Nance.
Jim Nance. He's so...
want to thank the tie wearer.
He's wound.
Borderline so insanity. It just embraces folksy good-naturedness.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have to throw an ashtray, guys.
One of these days, I'm going to have a little Elton John rave out at the airport.
Friends.
I'm Jim Nance.
Scott Peterson, not all bad.
Not a bad guy. Listen, he had his pressures. He had his issues. That's it. I'd love to get him down to Houston.
Do you remember the one thing that when we had Nance on the show that he didn't like? He didn't like reading the card for the Charles Manson miniseries?
No, that wasn't correct. Listen, this is where I draw the line. I don't think making hay on a serial killer is a good idea.
Can't do it, guys.
Watch Hitler. Mass murderer Charles Manson. You know, seriously, watch something else, guys.
Yeah. Jim Nance.
America's most watched network.
Oh, there we are. That's how we are. We have Rich on the phone for 25 goddamn minutes, and then we end up talking about Jim Nance.
Jim Nance, guys. My radio buddies, Don and Mike.
Now let's clear up the lines. Let's do a phone scan, a super terrific phone scan.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, no. No alarm clock today.
Okay.
But it's still super terrific and happy, and who knows, there might be an alarm clock. 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. Canada, 800-636-1067, and D.C., 202-432-1067.
Guys, if you get an alarm clock, make sure it's from Asia. Thanks, Jim Nance, but don't say anything bad about Orientals.
We'll be back when he calls on the phone scan.
Thanks, Don.
No problem, Jim. How you doing?
You're my radio buddy. I'm wrapped tight up in a Super Bowl.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us.
Crap. Yeah, restart it.
Okay.
Restart it.
No. Yeah. No. Hi, stations.
Hello.
Give us a moment.
I thought it was fine.
We're back.
That was me. That, I hit the wrong button. But now I got to wait for the thing to re-cue. Give me just a moment.
Take your time. This moment brought to you by the French police.
You can run, or you can run. Okay, now we're ready to rejoin.
Go for it.
Stations, don't go to commercial. We're coming. We're coming back from commercial.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now they'll say Friday. Here we go.
So another Friday is upon us.
Ah.
What will you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are stupid, and they are not. Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Bill Parcells. All right.
Oh, yeah.
A phone scan. Last phone scan of the week. 877-365-3636.
This is always my favorite one.
Canada, 800-636-1067. And DC, 202-432-1067. Here we go with your live on-screen calls on the phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike. Kudos,
right.
Kudos on the website. I got a question. I noticed you had an updated picture of Don. But
the finger guy is still on me. And I keep telling him,
so to speak,
go to Buzz now,
no,
please.
He's not listening.
He's not listening, Buzz.
He's really not.
The finger guy.
Hey, but I think the cycle is usually about a 2-month cycle, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, Mike. Or Don.
Yes.
You need to go see The Incredibles tonight. And if you do, go see the at the IMAX. Absolutely, without a doubt. You are going to love it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. And why should I see it tonight? Will there be a busload of exceptionally cute kids there? Or, I mean, what's my motivation?
You said tonight.
I got to go tonight.
Because
it's
an absolutely incredible movie.
It's
and
urgent.
To put it off is a shame.
See, and there I was thinking that you were like a pedophile.
Oh, no.
Silly me.
No, Neil Clark Warren gives it 4 diapers.
Wait up. No, animation enthusiast.
An animation enthusiast.
Yeah.
Right.
I like the mysticism.
This one
is
step
an
away.
Incredible high arc experience.
Kid Toucher. That's how it starts.
Okay,
first it's cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going. I had the choice of The Incredibles or Polar Express. I think I'm going to go to Polar Express.
Well, I think your excuse is not an excuse. But you're taking your daughters, right?
I'm taking my daughters, and I think one of my daughters
right.
has already seen The Incredibles. So I actually have a choice of both. If one of them hasn't seen it, I've got a choice. And, you know, kids are great. You remember this when Bart was young. They'll go see movies 3 times.
Oh, a million times.
I think Shrek 2 on the third time. We left after about 10 minutes because they finally realized that they were bored with it. Because they wanted. Then I swear to God, I said, "Girls, we saw this movie. We've seen it. This is the third time. I don't want to go, but if you really want to go, yes, we want to go. We want to see that." We walked in 10 minutes into the movie. They decide that they can't stand it, and so they leave.
Shrek 2 has been out on DVD for 12 days now.
Right.
I've seen the first 22 minutes of it 18 times.
Kids are great with movies.
At least
hit me to that when Bart was little, and you would say he there's not a movie that he doesn't like, and I'm at that wonderful stage with my girlfriend.
I'll tell you the first movie, and I remember the first movie my kid ever said to us, "Let's leave." It was the Stuart Smiley movie.
Okay, right.
With Al Franken.
that's
the first one. He had to be like 7 or 8. He said, "Mom and Dad, can we please leave?" And
we didn't want to stay.
Hallelujah. Finally, something you don't like.
Julia was like that when we first showed her Rosemary's Baby. She said, "Can we please go?"
That's funny.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show, but true.
Yeah, it is true.
Hello.
You made her stay through the
whole thing. I did not let her leave. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, $7 is $7.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That's right.
Happy Friday, fellas. Hey,
Al.
Have a great weekend.
Al, buddy.
That's about it. So, goodbye.
That's about it. So, pound sandwich. Say goodbye.
Yeah.
That's about it. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Yes, hello.
Cal Peterson.
What? Come again?
Scott Peterson.
Peterson.
I have French fried taters.
Okay, it's Friday.
I don't know.
Man, it's
Friday, and we all know what that means.
We're approaching the dating hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. No dating hour.
Hello.
Yeah, I was curious how come you thought Sacramento would be on the meanest city list. I'm from Sacramento.
I don't know why.
How long have you lived there?
I really don't know. How long have you been listening to the show?
About a year.
About a year? Well, I don't think anybody on this particular program would feel that it should be on the meanest city.
No, as a matter of fact, I think we were happy that Sacramento, California was not on the meanest cities list.
Well, San Francisco was, and I guess you were saying that a lot.
It was probably an oversight that the geographical proximity is probably the reason that we said that.
Are you mad about not making the list?
Well, I don't know. I could be mean or nice, just like anyone can.
Yeah, but you have a predisposition, though.
To be nice.
Because you love to laugh.
Because you're from Sacramento. Because now you're a person from Sacramento calling us so stupid that you didn't get the joke yesterday saying, well, the reason San Francisco made the list of the meanest cities was because it's close to Sacramento.
And we were having fun with that, which we had for the show, for certainly longer than a year.
I'll break it down. The reason that we won't take our foot off Sacramento's neck is because dummies like you keep calling and keep perpetuating the stereotype. Don't you see? You want us to hit you. Don't you see?
You know what's funny, sir?
As you stand there on your front stoop in your house coat, like on Cops.
White Peter.
Don't take them away.
Yeah.
Don't take them away. I love them.
You see, being nice or being mean, that's a conscious choice. But being stupid, that's a sign.
So do you want to stay on the phone a little longer and plead your case?
Well, I should be from the suburb.
What?
I'm from a suburb of Sacramento. I'm not actually Sacramento City.
Whereabouts? We'll give you the last word. Tell us about your suburb and tell us about where you live.
I know. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That was plenty.
He wasn't that dumb, was he? I know when I'll get clicked.
I'd had my fill.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And then he went on.
Hello there.
It was a rich dish.
Hello. Mike. Yes, we are. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if a dog will help my dog dehydrate after he's been drinking some absinthe.
And you said that because you thought, what, we would laugh? Or because you know that we can't physically come through the phone and kill you?
Oh, I don't know. I
kind of
love you guys.
Yeah.
Man, after swearing off drinking yesterday, I'm ready again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan. Like I said, Don and Mike Show, this is the phone scan.
Don, Mike, happy verdict day.
Happy verdict day for the Peterson trial.
All right, you saved yourself there. What else can we do for you?
Hey, I got a question for you. In the East Coast compared to West Coast, I hear in East Coast people say that they're online, like getting into a movie, rather than West Coast it's in line. Is that actually an East Coast, West Coast thing?
I would say, if I was saying I was in line.
Yeah, I would say in line as well.
I would say in.
So what about, I think the phrase...
But what about skating? Are you in line skating?
Or what if you're on the computer? You're waiting. Online, waiting online.
We
that's
say
the phrase.
We say we're queued up. No, I say I'm waiting in line.
I don't.
But what if you were on your online skates using a PDA to get online? Then you would be online on getting online.
Oh,
and what if you were in line for something like the DMV? Mm-hmm. So you'd be in line while you were online.
That's out of line.
With David Hainline.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, look, Don, I just wanted to thank you for screwing my brain up with the Fallujah versus Fellatio.
Right. Listen, you got to keep it right there, though, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes,
ma'am.
You're on the air.
I'm sorry. Calling from Toronto here.
Right. Hi there.
I wanted to call and say thank you so much for making my long, miserable commute drive home excellent.
How tall are you?
The absinthe the other night was absolutely hilarious.
How tall are you?
We thank you. Now, Mike, what did you want to say to this lady?
I want to ask her how tall she is.
Ask her the other way, though.
How tall are you? Lady?
She hung up on her. No.
Way to go, Mike.
I'm so sorry. I've angered a Canadian.
Another listener lost.
I'm 8 feet tall.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Very
show.
Sensitive about that.
Hello, phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to know,
what?
I might be wrong. Wasn't there a...
Yeah, you are wrong. Listen, I don't know what it was, but any guy that takes that long to get to the question... I'll have a bidi-da-boo Christmas without you. Hello, phone scan.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, did you know that I have a monkey?
No, I didn't know you had a monkey.
Would you like
Okay. I think we all know Buzz loves monkeys, but please, you know.
You know, if you're going to do something like that, that's the speed we want you to travel at.
It's fast enough for me to hit the button.
It gives the pilot a time to check and see if both engines are in fact on fire.
Don and Mike show,
and they were.
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't figured out who VA's man is now.
Yeah, who's that?
VA's mayonnaise.
Her man, the email guy.
I would like to warn everyone, Flowers. This caller could be trouble.
All right, go ahead.
I was thinking about this the other day when BA was talking about how she has a kind of a friend, not really a boyfriend, but they're working on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crazy billionaire.
Oh, it's David. No, David Modell just got married.
Well, not Modell. Who's the guy?
Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban.
He's
Cuban.
Married.
Well, now, I'll say this. I know that Beth Ann does have an extensive email-like relationship going on with Mark Cuban.
She loves married guy, right?
Think about it, guys.
I don't think so.
Look, Don and Mike, don't do that to yourself.
Sorry.
I know the subject arouses you, excites you.
It does indeed.
Let's stop it, please.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No touching.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, radio gods.
No self-touching.
And now here's a guy that's found his way to happy hour.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to say happy Veterans Day to everybody out there, and happy birthday to all my former devil dogs out there in the United States Marine Corps.
All right, thank you. Never mind, it was yesterday, but thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy Friday. Happy everything.
That's right. Have another one, sir.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Happy
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, we
Buzz.
Are.
Rob Ass.
That's completely uncalled for.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I meant Baby Huey.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Rob, I'm sorry, Rob. I love you. Hey, I hope I don't scoop you, Buzz, but do you hear the verdict is in?
No, I haven't heard that.
I'm going to give this guy credit and say that he knows.
Yeah. No, I know he does.
Do you think he knows?
Yes. Oh, he is not guilty.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you pass all the time.
But did you know that we knew that already?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bye. No, Rob, you don't need
so
to.
So hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. So hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And why you?
Yeah, why me?
You're all about love.
God, I'm like a sunburst over here. Sunburst of happy.
What does it say on our website? It says...
Lover of people.
People person. Or lover of people, whatever it says by your picture. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That website is up, incidentally.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Don.
That was terrible.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Liza Minnelli.
Hey, what's that?
Liza!
Hey, baby.
Calling to defend yourself?
No, actually, I'm calling because one of your employees has put in his application to work for me, Joe Ardinger.
All right, Liza. Thank you. Okay.
Sure would like. You could have your way with me, and I'd drive you anywhere you want to go.
Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God, it's Dennis Bombay.
I didn't like show. It
doesn't sound anything like
it.
Not a thing. Hi, we're doing great. You are on the air.
Thanks. I'm calling from Toronto as well. I'm just wondering if you guys, two things. Is absinthe illegal in Canada? And when are you guys going to get syndicated up here so we don't have to listen to your fuzzy from Buffalo?
Is absinthe legal in Canada?
Everything is illegal in Canada. Everything that's good is illegal in Canada.
No, actually.
We marry the gays, we can smoke the weed. I'm just wondering if we can drink the absinthe.
I'm saying go ahead.
The government, the government provides absinthe to all Canadians. You have to go to the absinthe kiosk.
You got to just get us fuzzy from Buffalo.
Free absinthe provided to Canadians.
And I hope he calls. Fuzzy from Buffalo.
That's my screen name, incidentally, on AOL. If you see me in one of the gay chat rooms tonight and you see Fuzzy from Buffalo. And
we all know how you got the nickname, too.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well,
it wasn't. Hey, Don and Mike.
Let me just say. Never mind. In the new format, sure. In the new world, I'll just say, never mind.
It was fine.
It went from. Never mind. There's no way.
You're editing. Your
yeah, I am. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. This is Fuzzy.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Don. Are you going to be watching the Packer game on Sunday?
Oh, hey, Guy. What do you think? They're only my favorite team. Gee, do you think I'll be watching the game?
For the NFC North lead.
I'm aware of that against the Minnesota Vikings.
These are my favorite callers on Friday, the people that actually are making us a part of their celebration.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Good luck with the girls.
Hello.
Yeah, boys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, big thank you.
Come on. That's funny, but we really can't do that. I hit the button already.
Oh, apparently so did everyone else. There we go. Here's a little interlude.
That guy said something very funny.
But,
you know, you must learn to do what I've done. Follow your friend Fuzzy. Have some self-editing.
Absolutely.
Okay, phone's cool?
We're cool.
Here we go. Back to the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Buzz, I have a question about Cialis for you.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I know this is rare, but it's been almost 4 hours, and I wonder if I should speak.
All right. They're getting a little revolved.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, radio god.
Only if your doctor's a woman.
I just love the fact that it was Cialis right away. Hello, Buzz.
It's been about 4 hours.
Maybe it's just because it was pharmaceutically related.
I'm sure that's it.
Or maybe it was the four-hour thing.
Uh-huh. Sure. And remember, you know, really, 4 hours, call your doctor.
4 hours, call your doctor. 4 hours, I'm out in the middle of the street going, hey, everybody, isn't this amazing?
You got a woman
four
doctor.
Hours,
I'm in the middle of the street screaming and running up the street looking for an ambulance.
Hello?
They'll find out. Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
Hey, now that you guys are here in Mexico, can my mom move to Juarez?
Juarez. He's trying to make the whore town in Mexico. It's not going to work.
Nope, sorry. Hi, Don and Mike show. Phone scam.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Very well.
What I want to find out is that soundbite you used to play by Al Pacino, and you can't play anymore. What movie was that from?
That's from the movie Heat, the one about she's got a great ass.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's the one.
Great movie. If you only buy one DVD this holiday season, maybe Heat. That still is one of my all-time favorite movies. Will stop everything if it's all on Showtime or whatever crappy channel.
Is that one of your all-time favorite Al Pacino movies?
Yep, it would be.
So many good ones.
It would be. And De Niro's in that one, too. And Val Kilmer is excellent in that one. And so is Crazy Tom Sizemore. No, I like him. Tom Sizemore.
Is it crazy Tom Sizemore was in Saving Ryan's Privates last night?
Yeah, and I'm kidding. I hate Tom Sizemore. You know that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Morning.
Don, yeah. I have a question about Madden for you.
Yes, go ahead, sure.
Okay, do you ever, just sit back and leave it and let it play itself and watch that?
Oh, I thought we were talking about John Madden, the person.
No, he's talking about the
Madden
game.
The game.
Oh, the game.
Do you do that?
Get out of here.
Do you put it on auto?
No, I don't. I thought he wanted to ask me about my relationship with John Madden,
mm-hmm.
That one-way love affair that's going on.
I've done online gambling where I put it on auto.
I have a question for you about John Madden.
Sure.
Do you get upset when he goes to a strip club?
Hello. Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Depends on what he does there, Rob.
Hi there.
Oh, he's working.
You're on the air.
Hey, this is Mark from Baltimore. I was calling to find out if you guys are going to be watching Channel 2 about the age-old question. They're doing an expose to find out which is better, Target or Walmart, the night after 11.
Wait a minute. Is that going to be on TV? Local?
Channel 2 tonight?
Channel 2 in Baltimore after 2020.
Tonight.
All right, you know what? We'll report on it on Monday.
Oh, right.
Is that one of the best sweep stories ever? Which is better, Target or Walmart?
Oh, that's fantastic. I don't get Channel 2 in Baltimore.
And hats off to Channel 2. I turned them on last night in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Way to go. Not running Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, come
exactly.
on.
Yeah, way to go, Channel 2. I don't remember what they ran, but every time I turned it on, it was an ad for Hope and Faith. And the episode that's going to be on tonight, which looks... Now, I've never seen Hope and Faith.
No?
No. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. Incidentally, Buzz.
Yeah?
How's Three Men and a Little Baby? What's that dumb...
Two and a Half Men.
How's that show?
Hysterical.
Okay.
Funniest sitcom on TV.
Men.
I like the theme.
I rest my case.
Yeah, I call it...
Hey, the theme is great.
Yeah. Anybody wants to talk about bad television, I rest my case.
The theme was one of the best. I went back and played it like 3 different times.
Yeah, you love John Cryer. Mike, you too.
I can't lie.
Always have.
And of course, the boy.
Hello, John and Mike.
Oh, boy.
John and Mike, yeah. Don and Mike's Look Around website.
Oh, boy.
Darn.
Oh, boy.
Look Around website.
Oh, boy.
Hey, now. Okay. See you later.
Look Around Cafe.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, I got more things for you that you guys traded up from Jim Nance to Rich Eisen. Jim Nance was on IMUS earlier this week, screaming about the vast left-wing conspiracy of exit polling, trying to trying to turn the election against George Bush and toward John Kerry, and he was dead serious.
I
don't doubt that for a second. I think we got a little glimpse into old Nancy's politics a few times when we had him on the show last year.
Hey, come on, guys. I like all candidates.
Listen, guys, this is a conspiracy.
Here in the state of Texas.
Let's say God's choice is one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hello. Friends, Jim Nance, season ticket holder for the Houston Texans, even though I don't go. I was at the last game and I said, darling, Jim Nance, CBS, abortion? I don't think so.
Absolutely not, guys.
Greg, let's go to my guy Greg. Greg, who of course has had many, many women with aborted children over the years. Greg Gumbel, what say you, Greg? What's happening against Buffalo and Jets?
I don't know if they're on or not. I don't know, Jim.
Every time they go back, Dan says something bad. Now let's go back to New York with Greg Gumbel. Those pictures, of course, making the rounds of the CBS office right now, nothing we'll talk about. Greg?
I know we talk a lot about abortion, pro or con. It doesn't matter. Let's go to Captain Coathanger.
Very exciting right now, Greg Gumbel. Don't want to get back to New York too desperately, but I'll be continuing to feed you that fried food and send you cartons of cigarettes.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing great, thanks.
I have to call on the phone scan because Joe won't put me through.
Oh, really? That must mean you're trouble. So what can we do for you?
I sent you guys a package a couple weeks ago. I'm the cop from Baltimore, and I just wanted to know if you guys got it. I called, and Joe said, yeah, we got it, thanks, and hung up the phone.
What package was in it?
There were some items regarding what I do. I'm the cop from Baltimore that called in one Friday when you guys were ribbing a guy about being a cop, and I told you
that.
Well,
you're the guy that confirmed that he wasn't a cop, right?
That's me. I sent you guys what Don would call a fan letter and some items in the envelope, one for each of you. There were four items.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Those.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we did. We
thank you.
I called a couple, like 2 weeks after that, and like I said, Joe, the world's oldest phone screener,
well,
we got them and hung up.
Do you really remember if we got them or not?
Mine's in my car.
You know, hold on, Buzz.
That's your getting out of jail free card, Buzz.
Thank you.
You've had too much absence.
That's why it's in my car.
I've seen that thing in the front of your car.
Right. Well, where the hell's mine?
I sent four.
I don't know. Here comes Joe. Hi, Joe.
Oh, good to be good. This guy can apologize to Joe.
Hi. Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Well, hi, Joe.
Hi, I guess I won't be driving through Baltimore anytime soon.
Yeah, not if I pull you over.
Right.
So where's the stuff that the guy sent to us?
You guys had it. It was in here laying around for a few days.
No, it wasn't.
I don't remember. Buzz, when did you get your...
Shortly after it arrived, a day or two after it arrived, I think. I saw it laying out.
Where... I answer the phones. I don't open the mail.
You're saying you never even got it or got the letter.
Well, no, I believe these guys I'm sure it showed up here.
It did. Thank you.
We just don't know where it is.
Okay. Well, if you need me to send you some more, I will.
And besides, I don't hang up on cops. What do you think? I'm an idiot?
Okay.
I put you on hold, and you were probably on hold for 20 or 30 minutes, and you didn't get through.
No, absolutely not. You said they got it. Thanks, and you hung up. I even said I wanted to talk to him about it just to make sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all just a misunderstanding.
Hey, I'm not upset. I just have a gun.
Oh, okay. I thought you were for a second.
Hold on, please. We'd love some more free cop stuff.
Send us some guns and some ammo.
Shut up, Joe. Hold on. Hold on, my friend.
Some of that fabulous dope from the dope closet.
Wow. Those comments, courtesy of Joe Ardinger. Ardinger.
He's amazing.
What's the dope closet?
Oh, no.
Where the police, the evidence locker.
But Buzz knows.
Where police, you know, hide or keep
but
the
why
stuff
would he mention
in
that?
Evidence.
Hey, ask Joe why he said that thing about the dope closet.
Okay. Hey, Joe, why'd you say that thing about the dope closet?
Did I say
Joe?
Because that's where all the fabulous dope is.
Evidence seized evidence, right, Joe?
Yeah. I'm not going to ask any questions.
It wasn't a question.
I didn't know if there had been a story about the Baltimore cops in the newspaper or something.
Just
I didn't
making
know.
A general
just generic.
No, it's a joke. I thought this was a funny show.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't until you walked in.
Oh.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Good day to you. Sir. Yeah, the dope comment was funnier than the sense and guns.
Joe. Okay, that's a good song. That's the show song. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Michael?
Michael.
Is somebody talking to me?
Michael, this is your race bug. Please clean me and put me away for the winter.
This is your race bug.
Your race bug.
Yeah, your race bug. I need my oil changed and everything and be put away for the winter.
What would that be?
I have a boat that's locked tight and clean and put away and has never been out.
I know Rob has a race boat, but that's just because Rob likes playing the race
boat. Well, that's where all the leafers are.
I have a very fast boat. Sir, do you feel special that you know that I have a fast boat?
He's gone.
He's gone. Of course he is.
Hello. Don and Mike show, phone scan.
How's your news?
We'll find out in a second.
That's what he was talking about.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for the day of destruction with Randy Quaid and Patrick Dennehy?
January 6th.
You know, that's an excellent call, and I'm glad that you brought it up. Have you noticed, now, does Randy Quaid have a shaved head for this role?
He might as well. is Greg from Dharma and Greg. It really looks like if you wanted to pretend to make a trailer for a disaster movie
right.
and do everything over the top, that's what that looks like.
Hold on, here comes the human brake pad.
I accidentally hung up on that cop again.
Oh, my God. Joe, you're going to prison.
I just want you to know, officer, it was an accident.
Joe! I think I had the pose doing it, too.
Joe!
One more.
Joe!
Okay. You, my friend, you are you're the last caller on the phone scan today, and what is your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh, where are you from?
Sacramento.
All right, beautiful, Josh. Listen, for being the last person on the phone scan, you got the Simpsons prize pack, you got the Simpsons electronic dartboard, the Simpsons clock, and more. It's a box of good Simpsons stuff. Watch the Simpsons Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on Fox. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Have you been to our website yet?
No, I haven't.
Why? Why? Everybody bitches all the time. Where's your website? Where's your website?
Where's your website now?
Now the website's there, and where are you? Do you know the address of our website?
DonandMike.com?
No. Negative. It's a name especially for people like you. It's very easy to remember. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Great. I'll be there tonight.
You want to write that down?
I'm from Sacramento. I don't have paper and pen.
Tell us what you, of course, yeah, there's that giant paper and pen shortage in Sacramento.
I have to find my color towns. I can't find them.
Okay, dude, hold on a second, please.
Get us something from the dope closet.
Send a gun.
I hung up on the cop.
I did it again.
Joe.
Oh, God.
Joe. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up. And you know, the thing is, the proof that that stuff really got here is that I've seen that thing on the dash of your car.
That's right.
When we go down to the parking lot at night, it's a big, gigantic thing that says, like, I'm friends with a cop, or
the items were here. They laid around for a couple of days. I took mine. I assumed everybody else got theirs.
Cool. It implies that somehow you're connected to the cops.
Oh, very cool. Well, maybe we can track some down.
Stuff that the guy said. It's a big car. It's a cop here. Mm-hmm. Buzz?
Yes, hi.
Well, actually, it wasn't. It's like a patch or something, right?
Well, I don't think he wants us to specify exactly what.
All right,
very good.
Buzz?
Yes.
Your lead story tonight, please.
Tonight, California jury can...
tonight.
Well, you threw me because you said tonight. It's really daytime. It's just dark now.
It's after 5 o'clock.
Well, not on the West Coast.
I say tonight every day.
I know.
Tonight, Jeremy Piven.
I usually correct you to today when you do that.
Tonight,
that
no.
Maybe a lingering effect from the absinthe at all? Do you think?
Tonight.
No, I don't think so.
No? And I love it when you correct me, Buzz.
I know you do.
What is your lead story?
Today.
Tonight.
Today.
Tonight.
California jury convicts man of killing wife. The man is Scott Peterson.
Ah, okay.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
are coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Today, tonight.
Tonight.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Our website's up. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Pictures. course, an affiliate list. That's nice. Show recaps. Every day there's a 30-minute download, free download of highlights from previous shows. Plus, go to the Dynamite shop. There's hats and shirts and coats, and it's not junk. It's good. We like it.
Yeah.
So go there, DynamiteWebsite.com. Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz is brought to us by Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Viramax, number one, because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Viramax, in the retailers nationwide. 1-888 try VMAX. And now, as it says on our website, sexy, sexy Buzz Burbank.
Amen. Hey, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Scott Peterson, anytime there's a guilty verdict out of California, that's news. Scott Peterson's been found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of his wife and second-degree murder in the killing of his unborn child.
And we should point out that all credit to Mike.
Yeah, he guessed it. He called it.
We had a bet at the beginning of the show today that he's going to be...
It, totally on the length of time that they deliberated, because once they finally did get the jurors in the right position, they seemed to take a very short time. That's the only thing I based it on.
I mean, I agree with everybody. I think the guy's guilty of sin, but I just thought he was going to be another one of these guys.
Because we've gotten conditioned to that, man.
Yeah, and the more the jurors kept dropping left and right...
Yeah, and the thing is, when I was listening, the thing is, no, how about this?
No.
It was just very, very rapid once they got that final juror in there.
Yeah, that apparently took care of it, and they moved on. It happened two Christmases ago. Scott's murder trial has occupied a Redwood City, California courtroom for the last 5 months. The jury will now ponder the punishment, which could be the death penalty. Peterson showed no visible reaction to the verdict. Lacey's mother left the courthouse with no comment. Lacey's family gasped as the verdict was read. A crowd outside the courthouse broke into cheers when the verdict was read.
Those are the people that, you know, the ones, I'd say, outside those courthouses.
I saw a couple instances when the judge would really address the jury through the different processes of this. Is that common?
Yeah.
For the judge to really just hold their hand and...
To tell them, do this, don't do this, listen to this, don't listen to that.
Here are your instructions, you know.
You bet.
He really drilled it home.
But the interesting thing about this, and I'm sure it'll come out in the analysis of the trial, is that he would tell them with each change they would make when they'd bump a juror, bring in an alternate.
You've got to forget everything that you've already heard.
Forget your deliberations.
Start over.
Start all over again.
That's ridiculous. I mean, really, that is... Well, how can you really... I know there is, and I know that that's why our blah, blah legal system works, but really, it's like you're going to say to somebody, okay, we've proofed this guy has killed his wife. Now, Mike had to leave the room. Forget for the last 6 months, this is all we've talked about.
I think what it applies to is when they go back into the deliberation. If they're sitting there and a juror says, do you know when we discussed... They say, we can't talk about that now. Right. If you want to bring it up, then they bring it up.
But you're right, it is ridiculous to assume that people will forget what they've already heard.
And what about the one chick who I guess was just dumb, the girl who had gone on the internet herself, and then come in and announce to everybody, oh, listen, I have information we've not heard. I did a Google search on this.
I would imagine it sucks for any juror after spending that much of your life involved in this thing, and then you can't deliberate. That's got to be very frustrating.
I do know if the jurors behave, they get their choice of items from the dope closet.
Well, that's fair. And say what you will about the crowd outside the courthouse. They couldn't have been as crazy as that Yasser Arafat thing.
No way.
No. They just had pitchforks and torches.
And I love the fact that they're announcing during the Yasser Arafat, throw his coffin out of a... And here's what they did.
What did they do to the coffin? I just got the tail end of it.
The helicopter lands. And they've got all the army guys, and they're trying to simply move the coffin 20 yards to where the big hole has been dug.
Right.
However, there's 250,000 screaming people.
Admirers.
And yeah, call them what you will.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how admiring they were as they were shooting guns and climbing over barbed wire fences.
It was a tribute.
All of them trying to touch the box with the dead guy inside.
What happened to the box?
The box finally made it to the ground.
And wasn't the box pretty banged up because they were grabbing at it?
The box was... Okay, they ripped the flag off it.
That's what they did.
At one point. And then, I think I mentioned this before, Brian Williams was trying to rationalize the fact he couldn't be heard on the microphone because some doofus was firing a gun up into the air right next to him. And then Brian Williams, just without batting an eye, mentions, and there are some injuries because... Well, of course, the bullets go up and they have to come down.
Right.
I mean, this was live at 9:30
like an Arkansas wedding.
It is. It's just phenomenal to watch.
So Brian Williams was out there?
Williams?
Yeah. Brokaw sent him out.
Mrs. Brian Williams.
The candidate who only drew 1% of the vote in last week's presidential election is demanding recounts. Ralph Nader says there were irregularities, that every vote should be counted, and that he's speaking for the thousands of American voters who feel the same. A spokesman for Nader says he doesn't consider the election over just because of the concession and victory speeches.
I got news for America.
Yes?
Listen, we got to do something about this Nader guy. I mean, really, I guess back in the day he served some type of useful purpose.
Oh,
like
you wouldn't have safe cars.
Car safety,
right?
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't have safe cars without Ralph Nader, but come on. This experiment has to end soon. Nader wants recounts in Florida.
Which experiment will end first? Ralph Nader running for president or Bill O'Reilly continuing to run in middays on WJFK?
I'm going
to
run for all time. I think we'll have O'Reilly longer. Spokesman for Nader says that he wants to challenge this. He wants recounts in Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, which went to Bush, and a recount in New Hampshire, which went to Kerry.
After this election, I feel like a lot of Democrats feel it. Wouldn't it be interesting? We've had them in the past, and we had a real viable third-party candidate.
Yeah.
It might be interesting.
I just wish Nader would shut up. Do you know how hard it is for me to get parts for my Corvair?
Your Corvair.
The Nader camp cites striking inconsistencies. He says favor Bush by 5 to 15% in some of those races.
But he's so good-looking.
Even
no one wears a green corduroy jacket.
That's right. With
quite like Ralph Nader does.
It's almost not corduroy anymore. It's so old.
I like him because he takes care of his teeth.
Even Democrats say there's no need to challenge the outcome of the election, but they're also still saying that every vote does need to be counted.
You know, he really could have played that role of the guy in that movie 21.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Oh, the
John
Turturro.
John Turturro.
Right.
The guy who played, what was the guy's name? He was against Van Doren in 21. The guy that lost on the Marty question.
Herb Stemple.
There you
21.
Go. 21. I'm Jack Barry.
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 Love that. But the bad breaks continue for the Democrats. About $350,000 in checks were stolen from a Democratic campaign committee office, and now the FBI and the U.S. Attorney General's office are investigating. The money was traced to the private account of an employee. All but about $10,000 has now been recovered, and it's insured, according to a source. No comment yet from the employee. Officials say the theft was discovered last month, but with the help of U.S. Capitol Police, the money was recovered in time to be used in the campaign. Yep, just in time.
Good evening, Jack Barry. Good evening. I'm Jack Barry. Good evening. I'm Jack Barry.
And the Patriot Act gets a pounding on The Simpsons this season. After last week's lame Halloween edition, The Simpsons makes its real regular season debut
there
Sunday
you go.
Night.
Editorializing again. What, you didn't like The Simpsons Halloween this year?
I think all of their Halloween specials on tape or disc somewhere.
That's a surprise.
Except this one, which just sucked.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just my opinion.
It had so much Professor Frank. It was great.
It had a lot of the aliens. Yeah. I like the aliens.
I like the aliens, too.
Although
not their funniest Halloween special.
But the sitcom with the aliens at the beginning of it, it was great.
It was a good concept.
My only complaint is...
Abby.
My only complaint is, I don't even remember which character it is, but it's mostly Zach's voice.
Right.
But they don't even try to alter it.
Right.
He's like,
Hank Azaria,
an alien or he's somebody, but it's that same, hey, Homer, how you doing?
How are you, Homer?
At any rate, later this season, the family, the Simpsons, go to jail under the Government Knows Best Act. There, they meet up with former President Clinton and mildly opinionated filmmaker Michael Moore. The Simpsons do time after Bart accidentally moons the flag. It is an accident, I promise. The family is then arrested while in church and taken to Alcatraz.
That's funny. Yeah, you didn't like the Halloween thing.
No, see, this is funny. I'm there for that.
All right.
A court in Peru has ruled that it's okay for gay people to do what gay people do in the Peruvian military. The army had outlawed gay hookups in and out of the barracks. Offenders were sent to prison where, they won't see any of that stuff. Peru's constitutional court says that's not constitutional.
Hold on, I'm getting some information.
Yes?
Yes. Fez Watley has just resigned. He's joining the army in
he's
Peru.
He's
going
to be part of the Peruvian all-volunteer army.
Now, this army's policy in Peru, a violation, if you'll pardon the expression, of a person's right
violation
to privacy.
Fez Marie Watley.
And the court has ruled that it is completely discriminatory. And then there's the British soldier who appears to be lifting his kilt for the camera while being photographed next to the Queen.
England can kiss my ass.
Now, I've seen this picture.
Isn't it funny?
You can't anything, no, but it's obvious he's got his legs, akimbo. The guy directly to his left has his knees closer together.
Well, I studied the picture, and he's sitting with his fellow soldiers, and all of them have their knees spread, but their legs are crossed at the ankles. Now, a heavy leather medallion.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
A heavy leather medallion in the groin area pulls down the kilt for modesty. This guy is holding his kilt taut across his knees and grinning as if he's remembering Sharon Stone. Colonel Simon West says he just hadn't adjusted his kilt yet and that he meant no offense.
Of course he did.
Judging from that smile, I wonder. When we come back, baby got back in department store windows.
Oh, baby. Oh, right, big asses.
Yeah. Hello.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dalton. Mitch Eisen was on the show today from NFL Total Access. That show is on every night, 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. Brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and movies you love than Tower. Now again, here's Guy J. Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
If the fashion industry can drive some women to be too skinny, could it also drive them to make their bottoms bigger?
Maybe.
At women's clothing stores, J-Lo and Beyonce have spawned a new generation of dummies with derrières, mannequins with big bottoms.
What?
Derriere.
You like derriere?
Do I ever.
Really?
Quoting the window dresser at Goldsmith, these mannequins look great. There's a real sex appeal about them. These low-riding jeans look good on a sexy, tight fit.
A nice derriere.
Macy's, Express, and other stores are also bringing up the rear.
You know, it's not Perrier.
Right. I rest my case.
It's not Perrier.
What? Hold on. What?
Rob is going a mile a minute here.
I think that's even the French pronunciation, derrière.
Derrière.
It means literally behind. Like behind
Mike
the door.
Mike was making a joke.
Yeah. I was making a joke in kind of an analysis there, because we don't call it Perrier.
It's Perrier.
It's Perrier.
And it's derrière.
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 I said corrected.
Well, no, I mean, are you conceding the point?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I haven't heard the word in ages. I just like the fact that it started with a D like dummies, and that's really
cared about. I thought when you said derriere, you were saying derriere because that was the proper...
Correct,
I didn't know you...
The correct pronunciation,
I have no idea. I don't remember. I don't know.
You don't know what?
The correct pronunciation of that word anymore.
Come on down to the barn and breathe the derriere.
But I'm really glad we stopped to dwell on it.
Hello?
Hey, would you put Joe on?
Yeah.
Now
Joe.
Hello?
How do you pronounce derriere or derriere?
I thought it was derriere. That's a good one. Derriere.
Derriere. There, we have the authority. Sorry,
all right,
I brought it up.
Thank you, Joe.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
Moving on. A bride.
Did he hang up?
Yes,
yeah,
he's gone.
There he is.
Finally.
There he is.
A bride-to-be was arrested at her own bachelorette party in Germany this week. Police say she locked a pool man in a lost-and-found office and tried to undress him.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretzek from
Germany.
Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
The 25-year-old woman, quoting a friend, wanted to fool around one last time before the wedding. The man's calls for help alerted police, which makes the man eligible for the Peruvian Army.
Help!
Police released the woman without filing a formal report so as not to squirrel the marriage.
Help!
They say they told her to be a good girl and go on home, making them eligible for the Peruvian Army. In England, a dating service has banned one of its male singles for bedding too many of its female singles.
England can kiss my ass.
Clive at 55 is a busy boy, according to datingdirect.com.
He's been... couldn't be Clive Davis.
No, no.
Oh,
Clive Anonymous.
Not a chance, although he could be in that army.
Peruvian army.
I am General Davis.
This Clive has been with 200 of the dating service's female members in the last 5 years.
Wow.
Go,
Clive.
The dating service says it's removed Clive from its database because he, quote, lacks commitment.
Clive takes no jive.
I'm Clive.
Clive would say he's pretty committed. And quoting him, I just haven't met the right woman yet.
Hello.
Clive, a high five.
I'm Clive. That's no jive. Aren't you glad that I'm alive? I'm Clive.
But Clive knows websites are like shuttle buses.
Hey, Clive.
Yes?
What do you do in your car?
What do? I drive. I'm Clive, and I drive always under the speed limit, always 55.
Clive doesn't mind being banned. He says websites are like shuttle buses.
Hey, Clive.
There'll be another one along in a minute.
What do you cut your meat with?
A beautiful serving knife.
Quoting him.
I'm Clive.
There are lots of dating sites I'm going to carry on until I'm 80.
It's a busy little website. It's just like a beehive.
Here's one for you.
Yes?
You'll never get this one.
All right, fire away.
What would Clive call this radio station?
Jive.
No.
You give it to me again. Clive would call this radio station
a... You got a buzz?
Uh-huh.
Jump in.
A dive.
Ah!
Bingo. Kudos to you, Mr. Derrier.
Thank you.
And what's your favorite Gloria Gaynor song?
I Will Survive. Keep asking Clive any questions you have. I'm enjoying this game. I am indeed.
Speaking of commitments, there are prenuptial agreements, of course, and then there's this prenup out of New York.
What's my favorite lettuce? Endive.
This prenup involved one of the co-founders of the law firm known as Jacoby and Myers.
Oh.
The prenup, signed in 1978, required specific acts of loving and their frequency. Specified in the prenup.
Wow.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
The 20-page document also specified the number of children, where the family would live, when and where they'll vacation, and how they would divorce if it came to that.
Uh-huh.
It did. The couple's still involved in an ugly 4-year-long divorce battle. Yesterday, a panel of judges in New York...
That's just a long time.
Can you imagine?
You know,
4 years?
Cut your losses and go.
Yeah. Yesterday, a panel of judges in New York threw out the prenup, even though its sexual specifications are, quote, nothing strange, according to the judges.
So that they threw it out.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's why they're so important.
A 49-year-old British man is getting a $55,000 settlement after doctors removed.
Yeah, I know. We keep having...
England can kiss my ass.
Just give me the heads up. This is going to be the all England.
My story. My name is Clive.
Hi, Clive.
Thank you.
49-year-old British man getting a $55,000 settlement after doctors removed the wrong testicle.
55.
Wow. The left one had a tumor. Funny story, in a wacky mix-up, doctors also removed the good one and didn't bother to collect any sperm, leaving the man unable to father children.
You're nuts. You're nuts, Buzz.
The hospital blames a communications failure for what it admits was, quote, essentially an unnecessary operation.
Clive at 55 for reproduction, I will strive.
And finally, more on the thinning of the herd not working.
Oh, that's too bad. I know,
but here we thought it had worked in Houston, where a couple tells police they were playing with a knife until she accidentally stabbed him to death. Turns out the guy's not dead. He is in the hospital backing up her story because he's a survivor. Yesterday, we told you about a woman in Arkansas. Remember yesterday, who got her finger bitten off at a wild animal park because she drunkenly stuck her hand out the window to pet the kitty?
I remember that yesterday.
Well, today from Toronto comes the story of a young man and his stripper girlfriend who say a tiger at a wild animal park they visited jumped into their car. Park officials say the couple let the tiger into their car.
Of course.
Either way, the results, quoting the boyfriend, blood was squirting like crazy, end quote.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
The couple's now suing the park, saying it has ended the girl's career as a hoochie dancer.
Oh! Hoochie.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We're on E. We gotta go. Please stay tuned for Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez. They're coming up next. Washington and Baltimore and Tampa Bay on these fine Infinity Broadcasting stations. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Don't forget, hit our website over the weekend. DonandMikeWebsite.com. We'll be back Monday with with the all-new episode. Have a safe weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
My life insurance.
Rob is just discovering what we've all discovered, that his wife is now rolling the dice, hoping that he'll die because she's buying more and more life insurance.
I could hear a smile in her voice when she said, I bought the maximum.
And now I speak for myself and everyone in London when I say, please survive.
We will see you Monday.
Bye-bye.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.